You're listening to a Ragnar Rock actual play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnar Rock. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnar Rock. Email us at info@ragnarrock.com. Leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373. Or comment on our website. Ragnar Rock is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Is it going?
Yep, yeah, just started it.
It's going.
Oh,
hi.
Hooray!
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
I didn't realize we were recording because Maya hadn't thrown up yet.
Maya has been throwing up a lot.
I have bad news, guys.
I don't think Maya has an esophagus anymore, let alone anything else.
I saw a doctor, the most famous doctor in the world, and he said that...
Was it Dr. Will?
Throw up again, I'm gonna die.
Oh,
it was. Alright, well, here's
my. Open your mouth.
Here's some Epicat.
I just shoved my finger down his throat.
I have.
Oh, you gotta pull your finger out after a while. You can't just leave it in there.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnar Rock actual play. That scary story was to introduce you.
Good job.
Halloween week episode.
A scary story of me eating Ed's finger.
Dead.
Redo.
This is the quality entertainment we.
Who's that from?
What?
Expect from Ragnarok.
All right. Today we will be playing because I think it would be faux pas to not have Call of Cthulhu on Halloween.
Oh, this is a Call of Cthulhu. Oh, I'm in a wrong game.
So today we are playing.
I thought this was Carl of Cthulhu.
Carl Pilkington.
I thought this was
Cthulhu. What are you doing here?
I thought this was Clash of Clans, not COC. Call
hey
of
guys,
Cthulhu.
This Cthulhu monster came over here. He's the anyway.
That Carl Pilkington.
Carl Cthulhu. This episode is called The Big Break. And it takes place on October 16th, 1944.
That's like the day we're on.
You said 1940.
1940s.
I'm not born yet, then.
October 16th, 1943.
I'm not born yet, then.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I've been born yet, either.
No.
I was born 5 times.
Very cool. I've been alive forever, so
let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. My name is Ed. I will be the keeper of this game.
Keeper.
My name is Alex, and I am going to be playing Taichi Nakamura.
My name is James, and I'm the keymaster, and I will be playing Vincenzo Executioner Gambino.
I look like Rick Moranis. I'm the keymaster.
I'm Eric, and I'm going to be playing Curtis. That's the only name he's known by.
And Ryan is the gatekeeper.
Yes, I'm Ryan. I'm the gatekeeper. My character is going to be named Liam Malone. People call him Mug.
Keep Meyer's penis away from Ryan's butt, or the world will end.
That's true. We'll summon Gozer.
It's good information.
And then you bastards will have to choose its form.
All right.
No.
So,
and I'm Meyer.
I think before we started to play, we decided. I forget.
Maya doesn't get to introduce himself.
Nope.
So...
Nope. Just keep going. Keep going with it.
Keep it going.
No, Maya. No.
Maya's dead. He's dead.
I'm Meyer.
Trying to make us all.
And
dead.
I'm playing Garrett the Bull Ridley. Or nobody.
I don't even think Meyer's here.
You know what? You should take it from James. I forget James all the time.
Yeah. It's true.
To be fair, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to keep it going.
I took it off of James this time and I forgot you.
Everyone gets a turn.
So
everyone
I think we decided
one.
Today, decided just earlier that James was new. Is anybody else going to be new or is it just James as a new transfer?
Just James.
That's it.
I'll be new.
Oh. All right, so you're both new.
I'll be a new guy then, too.
Oh, well, fine then.
All right. So, let's start the game with Meyer and James. You are in your bunks on a submarine.
Holy shit.
In a what?
A submarine. You have just basically, you have both just been convicted of... Well, what are you in for? What was your crime?
I got caught silencing a witness.
Okay. And Meyer?
I have quite the rap sheet. Murder, kidnapping, grand larceny, public intoxication.
What did they get you on?
They got me on
tax
indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure?
So wait, you've already served time for murder?
No, they didn't get me for murder, but...
They couldn't make it stick.
Yeah. They got me for indecent exposure.
Okay.
But
so,
since I'm bad, they...
They managed to trump up that charge because of all the bad shit that you've done. James, you're a murderer, so...
It's a good thing you pulled out his pecker, otherwise we never would have been able to...
I was a disposure and a drunken, intoxication.
But you both have decent lawyers, and, guys... Sorry, we're recording.
And?
If you're gonna talk, can you go somewhere else?
No.
Okay.
It's the ghosts in the background. We're just haunted.
So, basically your lawyers managed to get you guys to plead out a little bit, and in exchange for agreeing to submit yourselves to some routine medical testing, you are being transferred to Richfield Correctional Facility, located on an island.
Ridgefield in the sun?
Island. No.
Oh.
Ridgefield Island. It's off of the coast of New Hampshire.
I don't like I like it in here in New Hampshire.
Where's Will?
And there are some... There are
someone from Craigslist.
Yeah. Supposedly there are more creature comforts there, and they shaved a little time off your sentence. So you are on the submarine being transported to Ridgefield Island.
I don't know what the phrase creature comforts is. I've never heard that phrase.
You've never heard the phrase creature comforts?
No.
You're an idiot.
I've never heard it.
More amenities.
Okay.
Things that you wouldn't expect to find.
I don't know what anemones is.
I don't know what is.
What's Finding Nemo?
Like... chairs with cushions instead of folding chairs.
Okay, sorry, legit never heard that phrase.
Buttholes that also feel like a vagina.
Right.
Wait, what?
It's
you would know.
Butthole vagina.
So let's say that you two are sharing a bunk
on the submarine ride.
Submarine.
Like you do.
It's more or less just a small square steel room with two cots. You guys are chained together.
I'm just sizing him up, seeing what he's capable of.
My guy looks like Kimi from Lost, the giant man.
Thank you.
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, you dummy. Wait, you don't know Creature Comforts, but you know Kevin Durant?
What? This is two completely different things.
Why would you know anything about basketball?
I've heard the name. What's the connection?
I get him.
Kevin Durant loves Creature Comforts.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah. All right, so what are you doing? So you're Kimi is sitting there.
Oh, this is going to make it harder to try to escape.
What'd they get you for?
Decent exposure.
That's it? And you shipped off to a medical testing facility?
Oh, I've done other stuff. It's like Al Capone. They got me on what they can stick.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I'm not a homo.
I meant rap sheet, genius.
I want to stick it in my ass. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Still not.
I don't mind, comos, but just don't do it near me. Or at me.
Can I just make a point? It's the 1940s. You do mind, homo.
I don't. I'm playing my fucking character, you son of a bitch.
I'm sure not everybody minded homos.
He's a very tolerant...
I don't know.
I'm sure there were a couple of people...
Okay.
After that little rant, then he's just going to put his head in his hands and just be like,
About this time, you hear
I gotta get changed to this one.
You hear some rumbling, and you hear, like, a metal groaning sound. And there's a knock at the door. On your feet! Hands in the air.
Yeah, why don't you come over here and make me?
Thank God it wasn't the other way around.
Then wave them like you just don't care.
You don't want me to do that, boy.
What are you calling boy? I'm old enough to be your father.
No, you're
now
not.
Show me some respect.
A red light goes on. Hands in the air and on your feet now.
I'm taking a shit here.
I start to slowly get up and put my hands in the air.
Very slowly.
Yeah.
The door opens, and a guy comes in.
Bicorn door?
He's wearing a black...
A bell is a bicorn.
A black dude? Prison guard uniform. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of just a black button-down shirt. You got a hat. Mm.
Is he a toilet?
There's a shield on it that says RCF.
Hey, yo, watch where you put those hands.
Is there a toilet?
Yeah, there's the head of... Head up front, but we're pulling in. You're gonna have to hold it.
Might be pulling in, but I'm pulling my dick out to pee, man.
What?
What was your character?
All right,
name?
Meyer.
See your guy.
The prison guard is going to attempt to whack you across the face.
Can I catch it?
You're chained. You can try.
I said my feet are chained. My arms.
No, I said you're chained. I said you're chained.
Probably
together.
Leg manacles and leg irons and manacles.
You did have to put their hands up, yeah. So their hands were already up.
Yeah, I mean your hands are up like this. You can try.
No, my hands are just kind of listlessly hanging there. So if you do a quick action, my hand's going to go with you.
Yeah.
Because right, I'm not realizing what's going to happen.
What your Myers dex?
13,
yeah,
man.
It's 13.
I got a 1-3. Unlucky number 13.
He's going first.
He would go first.
He's going to swing his club at you.
Swing and a miss.
That is a hit.
Swing and a hit.
So, yeah, he's going to get to go before you, so you won't be able to grab... You can try to dodge it, if you want.
Yeah, all right, I can do that.
It's not going to look nearly as cool as you want it to, but...
Basically, he's acting before you, so your reflexes aren't fast enough.
All right,
you can still not start the COC game off with damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you dodge out of the way, maybe James will get hit.
Yeah, that's good.
So he was 69 out of 85, so you have to beat that.
85.
I can't beat 64. No.
You get a crit.
It's lower.
Yeah, you want to get lower.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is an EP.
33 out of 45.
I didn't know they could make prostate selection.
33 out of 45?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so you dodge out of the way.
Yeah.
He is going...
All right, I'll pull my dick back in.
He's going to look at you. Watch your fucking mouth.
What do you want me else to call it? I don't know else what to call it.
I don't mean don't curse, you asshole. I mean watch who you're talking to. Or I'm going to make your life a living shitstorm.
I get you. Just got to pee is all.
Somebody comes in from behind him and starts to pat you down. And turns around and pats you down, James.
Hey, yo, watch where you put those hands.
I heard he's a homo. He tried to do stuff with me.
Quiet, assholes! Alright, so they finish their pat down and the guard...
Can I volunteer to be chained up with someone else?
The guard steps back. Slowly step out of the cell.
I'm leading, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Anyway, I start walking.
Let's go tiny.
So you guys follow him, and he leads you to a big open area where there are a bunch of inmates change to each other, and you get chained to them, and some of the, there's a bunch of guards all over, and one of the guards looks at you, and one of the guards, the guard that patted you down looks at you and says, "Listen, Haley over there, he's a hard ass, but he's not even the worst of it. You don't want to go running your mouth off to like that to people at Ridgefield."
Was that the guy who tried to hit me with a stick?
No, that's Healy. Healy's the guy who tried to hit me with a stick. This is the guy who patted James. For your own good, watch your mouth, Healy. Those the people at Ridgefield, they're gonna make Healy look like Jesus Christ. I said Mother Teresa, but
she was alive. Yeah. No one gave a shit, but she was alive.
And then I am gonna cut to, and then I'm gonna cut back to the prison.
Can't cut back. You haven't been there yet.
I'm going to cut to the prison.
Oh, okay.
And
well, he was there, but we weren't recording for that.
Shut up.
Let's do a brief introduction to Ryan, to Mug. Curtis and Taichi, you guys are all in cell block. You are part of cell block A, which this is a map of
cell block A rules.
This is a map of the prison.
Are we getting ready for Spirit Week? Cell block A versus cell block D. Who can make the better float?
Sure.
No, it's more like who's going to make a new inmate cry first.
So you are on.
I like floats more.
You're on.
It's like Shawshank Redemption. You're betting who make goes.
Basically, the layout of the prison is it's underground.
It's underground. I'm assuming these are stairs.
Yes, okay. It's only accessible via submarine. So that top floor,
the yellow submarine.
Yes.
Cool.
So this is
like a cross section.
That movie will be made later.
Yes. So that top floor, that's processing. That's where you come in.
Processing. Processing.
Then you take a freight elevator down to cell block A, where there's also the amenities. The all-purpose room, the mess hall, the bathrooms, things like that.
Look at you talking over there with your gibbity gook.
Yeah, you're not understand your fuck.
Are we broken up by any specific, is there a death row? Does New Hampshire have the death penalty?
I thought we volunteered for this and you don't really get it.
There's no death row because, there's no death row because you're all here
for
part of the,
Part of it is for medical experiments, that's right, you said that.
So basically, the lot of you, the lot of you who are either in the warden's good graces or, are thought of as lower risk, you're in cell block A.
Okay.
You're closer to the amenities, you're closer to the health
to clinic. The creature comfort.
Yes.
Yay!
What kind of experiments are they doing on us? Like,
he really
where's the health
creatures.
Oh, clinic, okay.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So cell block A is on floor, I guess you would call it minus four. And then minus five is cell blocks C and D.
B and C.
B and C.
And D and E is minus five. Is five.
Right.
Six.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, bottom so floor. I guess we're sitting around the mess, maybe? The
all-purpose room.
The all-purpose room. All right.
I guess that's like a loungy area.
Mm-hmm.
You said there are creature comforts, so like plush chairs.
Yeah.
All right. In that case,
I'll say there's some creature comforts. There's not as much as you were promised. By plush chairs, it's
the cushion with the stuffing pulled out.
Yeah. It's basically like throwaway furniture.
Okay.
But it's not,
it's not like a prison, but it's like a shitty living room that was furnished from other people's garbage.
Right.
All right. Better than prison.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So in that case, I'm going to say that, Mug is sitting on a high back chair that's propped up with a few books.
There is a phonograph.
Is that the only song it has?
And it's warped, so it's like
it's an old Victor, so someone has to go crank it.
Yeah.
The new guys have to crank the record player.
It's playing some Billy Murray right now.
Billy Murray.
Yeah, Mug is sitting around on a high back chair, propped up by a few books. He's reading a paper. He is in his late 40s, kind of balding. He's got a huge honking beet red Oops. Nose and busted blood vessels in his face from a lifetime of being an Irish alcoholic, and he's just sort of flipping through a paper.
Taichi, who generally goes by Tai among these American idiots, because he's in prison.
Hi, but I thought he was Japanese. Whackity smackity do.
Because he's in prison, he tends to. Tai is a gigantic Japanese man, like almost a sumo wrestler kind of size, but more muscle than fats. And he generally walks around with his shirt open to show off his gigantic Yakuza tattoo, which is a dragon that coils up his chest and down his right arm.
Yes,
and stops just about the wrist. The wrist.
That's racist.
Wait, you have rice?
Of course you have rice.
That's it. And he's got a pen and a pad, and he's just making some sketches.
You don't have rice?
I mean, I do.
Honestly, we're in prison. We probably all have a lot of rice.
Ricin.
Because it's cheap, easy to make.
The rice is the thing that your hand is attached to that connects to your arm.
Yeah, that's the rice.
Oh, the rice.
Right, that I broke the rice.
Sorry,
all
right,
so that's Ty. What about Curtis?
Curtis, he's also a rather large gentleman. He doesn't speak at all, pretty much. Everyone just knows him as Curtis. That's really the only name they've gotten from him. He's a very, like, a square chest, very big guy. Keeps to himself, mostly.
I hear that guy's a big square.
So
he's big and doesn't say anything.
Pretty much.
How many people are in this prison?
Lots.
lots. Adults. Yeah. A couple hundred.
Listen, it's volunteers and a lesser sentence. Everyone's going to jump on that bandwagon.
Well, right, but if they only have 50 beds, they're not going to have 500 people.
That's true.
Let's say, yeah, about maybe 200-300.
Okay.
A lot of people.
All right, so you guys are lounging around. The Grand Old Flag is playing on the Victrola. And somebody
he's a grand oach, grand oach, grand oach.
You hear the sound that means
fresh meat.
That means the warden's come. Stand up.
Oh.
It's an alarm. It goes off. It's like a klaxon.
Warden alert! Warden alert! Ty sighs and puts his pad and pen down, and buttons up his shirt and stands and waits for the warden.
Suppose Curtis will have himself a stand as well.
Yeah, Mug sighs, drops the paper by his side, keeps his index finger in the paper to hold his place.
Okay, so the warden walks in. He's about 5'2", wearing a navy blue suit. He's bald, beady little eyes, kind of big ears, and he's wearing little round glasses. He has a really nice, like, Rolex watch.
Rolex?
He's got a cravat tied around his neck, and he walks in with his arms behind his back. Ah. Add attention just the way I like it.
That was, he looks at his watch. Only 15 seconds, much better than you were when you started out. Well, let me just get right down to the ugliness, shall I? During a routine inspection of the cells, we discovered some escape plans hidden under somebody's bunk.
Ah, crap.
Would anybody care?
You're not there.
To confess?
I know I'm not there.
It might make it easier on you.
Might.
He starts walking through the ranks, eyeing all of you. If you come forward now, well, I may go easy on you. I already know who you are. I'm just being uncharacteristically nice. And Ryan, he shoots you a little wink.
Oh.
And he walks across to you, Alex, and he looks you up and down.
Smells.
Would you know who it is?
Can't say I do, sir.
Funny thing is, he doesn't.
He turns around. I never believe a word you people say.
Damn.
Oh, that's some hard-hitting racism right there.
Is it Chinaman?
He looks at one of the guards. You better strip search him anyway.
Uh-huh.
And he walks to the man standing next to you.
Wait, how would strip searching me help?
He just wants to see you naked.
Well,
no,
you don't have any more escape plans planted somewhere on your body.
Do I know whose escape plans they are?
No.
Okay.
He walks to the man next to you,
who's obviously it's his escape plan.
Who's a big burly guy. He's got a long red beard.
Big burly man.
He's got a sleeve of tattoos on his arms. One really big skull with a snake crawling through the eyes. Everyone calls him Snake. And the warden motions to him with his head, and the guards come over and just start beating the crap out of him.
While they're stripping me?
They haven't started to strip you yet.
Oh, okay.
You can multitask.
They're stripping with your off their eyes.
they start beating the crap out of this guy. You are all here on the honor system as a show of good faith by Uncle Sam. You're here to serve and do your time. Any attempts to escape will be met in kind. And he points to
Snake.
To Snake, who's just laying there bloody and beaten, and they drag him off.
Is it Snake from The Simpsons?
Ooh! Ooh, I've been beaten up! Ooh, carry on,
watch
and he,
the hair, man.
He turns around and strolls off.
Sauntering son of a bitch.
Gentlemen, President Roosevelt.
Is that usual for him, the warden?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the warden's a slime.
Capital A1 douche.
Well, that could have been worse.
Poor Snake.
I just shaked my head at the attempted escapee.
Because you love Snake.
I will say that over the time that you've been here, though, you have noticed that oftentimes people go for these test inocula. Basically, so the medical experiments that you've all been undergoing is that you get inoculations every so often. And you're supposed to report side effects, you're supposed to report, you know, any change in temperament, bowels, well-being, anything like that.
What about the temperament of my bowel?
That too.
Irritable.
Fiery.
Can I get a
you have noticed that every so often somebody will go off for an inoculation and then they won't return.
Scary. So scary.
I go back to my drawing. That's life.
So the guards that are all standing around you, they're pretty much in full riot gear.
Did they finish strip searching you yet, or?
Oh yeah, they're gonna strip search.
Yeah, they're gonna strip search you.
They're gonna put a glove on.
So they're pretty much in full riot gear. They've got on, a big bulky bulletproof vest, a helmet, and actually like a face mask.
The guy's so deep inside you, he's feeling the back of your teeth.
I don't think they had bulletproof vests in the 1940s.
Not really.
They're wearing like.
The 1940s equivalent.
Yes, whatever the 19.
I don't think there was
one,
though.
They've got pillows, duct tape.
I'm sure they had something.
Particularly fuzzy sweater.
Maybe thick leather or whatever. And they've got
something that won't stop.
And they've got like.
Yeah. Now that we have any bullets.
They've got a visor across their face, hiding their eyes.
I realized that was a dumb thing to put a point in.
They probably wouldn't because it would be glass.
What was the dumb thing to put points
in?
No,
it's handgun. Hard plastic.
Oh. They didn't. Oh, all right. I'll stop.
Hammer time.
In the name of love.
Hating is bad.
It's not going to be completely accurate.
That's why I said I'll stop.
Collaborating.
I stand there passively and let them strip search me.
Okay.
What are the relationships like with the guards? Obviously, probably pretty poor.
Yeah.
So
the guards are unwaveringly loyal to the.
Do they not like this douche either?
Yeah. No, the guards in the prison are unwaveringly loyal to
the warden.
The warden. And they're particularly cruel. Make me a knowledge check.
All three of us?
Yeah.
Hey, I made it.
Me too.
You know
13.
That...
69.
You notice that one of the guards that's strip-searching Alex...
likes it.
Was recently...
is crying.
Was recently about as little as a week ago... was involved in an altercation with an inmate, and he had his arm broken.
But now he's okay?
But his arm's not broken. But it was very quite obviously broken.
It was pointing behind him.
Off.
In the wrong direction.
Off.
What's his name?
Schultz.
Looks like your arm's healing nicely, Schultz.
Yeah. Doc McHenry. She's a good doctor, what can I say?
She's a great dame, huh?
I know.
Yeah, she is.
Miracle worker.
Hey, listen, Schultz, are you really going to do this? Are you going to strip this here guy naked? We have to see his tiny Japanese dick.
Mother didn't think it was so tiny.
It's what the warden wants.
That's why I love you, Ty.
You want us to do it here or in the bunk?
Up to you, gentlemen. I don't really care one way or the other.
He strip searches you.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. And then he actually walks away from you. You could dress yourself.
Thanks.
Alex, you open this.
You get nothing but a boner.
Schultz has a radio and it buzzes and he says
would that work underwater? Yeah, I guess it would
if it's two other radios
on it.
Yeah. And it says you hear a voice, a female voice.
Nope.
Schultz, we have some new recruits. I need you to escort them to the infirmary for inoculation.
New recruits?
Yes, Doc. And he walks away. No fish.
Know what that means, Curtis?
I look over.
Time to get a betting pool going.
Which one of them's going to crack first?
Black doesn't crack. I'm not black.
just saying.
All right, so I will press Y again, and I'll go up to my iron.
Oh, please don't do this.
He's changed.
Of course, I'm chained to a guy that's scared of needles. Meyer and James, I'll say that you're 2 of 5.
What? We're moving to 5?
No, there's 5 of you.
Oh, there's 5 of us.
Hey, baby.
New recruits.
Okay.
And the Healy and the guy who patted you down are standing behind you, and there's 2 other guards. They have guns.
All right. Well, when they're not looking, I take the gun off one of them and shoot the other 4.
That's pretty good.
Good plan.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be not looking.
Oh, look, a squirrel.
He shoots you.
Oh, we're out of water, so this is particularly rare. I got to see this.
Hey, look over there at that interesting and unique object.
So the door in front of you, it looks like a big airlock or
hey, look, a tree that grows in Brooklyn.
A big airlock or something. The wheel starts to turn.
Wheels on
and
the board. It
pushes open, and standing at the other side, and what you see at the other side is a large steel room. And there is a bunch of the guards that I described before in the riot gear with the face masks.
With blood smeared all over them now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What?
With blood smeared on them right now.
No, why?
They beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, these are other guards.
Okay, but you just said it was the guards from
similarly
before.
You said
guards.
It looked like the guards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so, looks so is it like cut and paste?
Yeah, basically. I mean,
it palette swaps.
Okay.
So they're standing there. Please form a line and step in to the transfer room.
We're chained up. How can we not?
I was about to say, it looks like we're already on a line.
At least they said please. So the 3 at the head of the line follow, and you guys head into the transfer room. Healy, McKay, you're dismissed. They salute and close the prison, and the big airlock closes, and you can hear the submarine de-dock, detach, or whatever.
Oh no, I left my wallet in there.
Make me...
If you really say that, I start laughing.
Yeah. Maybe this mook is kind of funny.
Make me a spot hidden check.
I'll spot everything that's hidden. No, I won't.
Spot it and roll. 43 out of 60. I passed.
All right, so you are in what looks like a large...
I'm too busy laughing about his wallet comments.
You are in what looks like a large steel cube. It's massive.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, is it a cube?
It's about, you know, maybe 50 feet in each direction.
Okay.
And you look at... You passed, Maya?
Yeah.
You look at... It's made of several steel panels. Mm-hmm. But it looks like each of the panels is only fixed on one side, and in that case, it's fixed to a hinge.
Oh, okay.
Some of them, and they can swing inward or outward.
All right.
That doesn't fill me with confidence. Then again, I don't see it, but it, me personally.
James, because you're not looking, it just looks like a sheer steel wall.
It's looking like Philip Ward at any moment. He goes like,
well, you don't know what's on the other side of the steel sheets.
All right.
Alright. So, they lead you through the room into the processing room. So, They lead you through this room, and there are two sets of bars, and they lead you through the bars. You see the guards using their keys to unlock the gates and slide them open, and you get patted down. I'm not going to go through the whole process, but you get...
Deloused.
Yeah, you get deloused, you get strip searched, your picture taken.
Ed really likes strip searching people.
You're in prison. Your fingerprints, all that.
Everyone listening, Ed wants to get us all pretend naked.
Pretend naked?
Wait, then why am I actually naked?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been wondering.
It's our Halloween costume.
We ask ourselves that question all the time.
I'm Eve and you're Adam.
And then they lead you onto the guards that are with you lead you onto a freight elevator. They take their key out, they unlock the gate to the freight elevator, and then they unlock the elevator itself. You get in the elevator, they put the key into the control panel, turn it, they each put in a key, turn it, and...
I'm taking note of who has what keys, just saying. Like, I'm like memorizing their faces and where they keep their keys.
Well, their faces are hidden. Mostly.
Bastards.
They're like stormtroopers.
You're trying, though.
Yeah. Behind that riot gear.
I will say that they all have name tags, so if you make me...
I'll try that.
Operator machinery.
Spurt Herden.
Yeah, it would probably be Spurt Herden.
Mech repair?
Yeah, make me a spot HUD.
This time I make it.
I made it as well.
Okay, yeah. Each of the guards is carrying a full set of keys.
Oh. God damn it, anyway. Well, that's good. That might be good. Just because they're carrying full sets doesn't mean they all open the same things. Some of them could be placebos.
Mm-hmm.
Placebos?
I mean,
just there for aesthetics.
They make the door think it's being opened.
There doesn't seem to be too many sets of keys.
They just to fill the key ring to make it look like they're important.
They also like the sound of the jingle.
Yeah. So when they walk, they jingle, jangle, jingle.
You guys are idiots.
Just notice that now.
Each has about four or five keys on their key ring.
They all the same shape?
More or less.
Well, is it... Which one is it? More or less?
There's one... The one that they use on the freight elevator has a unique shape.
Okay.
Ooh.
The ones that they used on the gates, to open the gates, they kind of match the rest of the keys.
Okay.
So you get on the freight elevator, and he pushes a button that says I.
Infirmary. I don't know that. Actually, I'm not that smart. So, well, street smart. I don't know, it's infirmary.
He's pushing a button that goes to himself.
He's pushing a button that looks like a person sitting down.
I don't think. In my English is...
Is it an uppercase I or lowercase I?
Uppercase.
Okay, this is very important.
And the elevator, you feel it move and rumble. It's a very rickety elevator. And
he's in the Roman numeral
scrapes
1.
Scrapes the sides of the elevator shell.
Yeah, there's a pretty new.
Man.
It's pretty smooth to
me.
It'd
be all clickety-clackety.
And you stop at the infirmary. The door is open, and you see a much cleaner than the rest of the place. It's pretty...
Well, we've only seen two areas.
Well, the place that you've seen was pretty filthy.
Okay.
This place looks immaculate. You walk in, and there's music playing.
What kind of music?
It's actually the same Billy Murray... Well, you wouldn't know this, but it's the same Billy Murray record they were listening to.
I don't know why Enya was the first thing.
Because you love Enya. We all know.
Sail away. You look over and Dr. McHenry's just in the bathtub masturbating.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Isn't that what women do? They sit in the bathtub and masturbate to Enya?
With candles. They're
all right,
they
then.
Have the candles.
An ice cream.
If you're a female listener, no, tell
you
us.
Sit, that's what women do when men aren't around. They sit in the bathtub, they have a glass of wine, they have a carton of ice cream, they're playing Enya, and they masturbate.
No.
Have you never drank wine in the tub, nor have I eaten ice cream in the tub?
How are you getting
also
married?
Also, the person I know the best. What did you say?
Ryan, do you masturbate in the tub?
Yes, I do.
ask Ed how he's getting married.
He's paying her very well.
Maybe she'll like one ice cream in the tub.
She's getting something out of the deal.
Aww. So, yeah, you walk in. It's a very clean looking. It's an infirmary. You know, there's a couple of cots, a couple of chairs. You see a big desk in the background.
Not my chair.
Not my cot. Something that looks like something that looks like a laboratory table.
A laboratory.
A closet full of supplies. And sitting at the desk is a woman. She's got long...
big breasts.
No.
Yeah.
All right, this is going very sideways.
Yeah, let's... She's got wavy brown hair down to her shoulders. She's wearing...
brown breasts.
She's wearing horn rimmed glasses, lab coat. Guys, come on.
I'm sorry.
We're waiting for you to actually get on with
it. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Keep describing.
And she's sitting at the desk taking dictation, and she looks up. She has on a surgical mask.
And she's taking
I knew you were gonna say.
And she snaps at one of the guards and points to the beds, and they lead you over to the beds.
How old is she?
Well, it ain't the first time a dame brought me to a bed.
30-something.
All right.
Make a spot hidden check.
I don't want to. Okay.
Yay, I got a 30. And right. 65.
Okay. 60. I pass. 20.
She has a name tag. It says Dean McHenry. Oh.
Dane.
And she... walks over to you and starts wiping. Meyer, she walks over to you and starts wiping your arm with an alcohol rub.
Hey, baby. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, she doesn't even look at you. She grabs a syringe and sticks it in your arm and pushes the plunger.
Yeah, you could ask. Well, can we on a date before you do that?
She walks right. She takes it out and walks away without even giving you a second look. She does the same thing to another inmate. And another. She's getting. You're the last one, James.
Okay, so we went from being tethered together to being tethered on opposite ends of the pole. Okay.
She went in a circle.
Well, they untethered you and sent you to bed.
Okay.
And so she gets to you, she wipes your arm with the alcohol.
Dame like you doesn't deserve to be down here. You should be up in the sun with some flowers.
She sticks you extra hard.
Of course she would.
Sounds like your wife.
And it does.
You're picturing Amanda now, aren't you?
Yeah. There's been plenty of times where I've woken up with needles sticking out of me.
And she snaps and points back to the elevator and walks away.
Man, did you perform medical experiments on James?
The guards
only while he's sleeping.
The guards walk over to you and start, ushering you back to the freight elevator.
Wow.
Now I got freaking in your stuck in my head. Thanks, Eric.
No problem.
And again, they go through the key process, and the elevator lowers to cell block A.
Hey, we're there.
Oh.
God,
cell block A sucks.
Why?
I want to go to B.
I want to.
God presses Y. So what are you guys doing?
I'm staying high.
They're masturbating in the tub.
I think.
Bro, I'm getting ready to greet the new arrivals.
Yeah.
I believe I'm with Curtis, and we're getting together a betting pool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Curtis.
That's me.
Now I'm thinking of Blues Brothers.
How long do you think until the crack is a lack of sun?
Usually it takes inside a week.
I say 4 days before the first one starts to lose it.
All of a sudden you hear somebody screaming.
About this time the elevator door opens.
Bing!
And the guards
Ow.
Come in and they're explaining the rules to 5 guys.
That's a burger place?
Not the burger place. Oh.
You'll be shown to your cell.
During the evening hours, you are confined to your cell. If the red light goes on, you stand up, put your hands against the wall, and, you know, explaining all of the rules, blah, 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 blah. And they show you to your cell, and they walk by you.
Are we roommates with any of the new guys?
Let's say you and Ryan are roommates.
All right.
And I guess James and Maya are roommates. Sorry, Eric.
It's all right. My guy would probably not be
your roommate. Your roommate.
You would be a good roommate. You just don't talk and mind your own business.
That's why he would be
your
roommate
with victim number one.
Yeah, so where can I get a smoke around here?
I figure the people around think I'm pretty stupid and can't talk.
Yeah,
so.
This is my accent.
Told we're going to get some more pleasantries around here. When am I getting my gabagoo with the mortadella?
I forget what they call the store.
Commissaries.
There's a commissary in the... there's a commissary across from cell block A.
All right. I'm serious about my gabagoo.
The mess hall, he points, the mess hall is there. The recreation center... The mess hall is there in the recreation center. The all-purpose room is there in the recreation center. The kitchens are off-limits.
Nobody makes my sandwiches except for me.
May I request a new roommate? I would like to have the lovely doctor be my roommate.
Yeah, I'll put it at the top of the pile.
Thanks,
walks
buddy.
Away.
You know, something about him, I don't trust him.
You know, buddy, I think you're right to believe that.
Call top bunk.
I'm gonna walk over. So you boys made it to cell block A.
Let's say that they're in your hall.
So you boys made it to cell block A.
Well, we heard it was better than B and C.
Yeah, it is.
You wandering over there with
even better than D and E.
Alex here. What's
a Chinaman doing here? A place like this.
I'm Japanese, fuckface.
Like, there's a difference.
Yeah, he gets real sensitive about that. So.
I give a nod. A ponderous nod.
You get one.
Yeah. Isn't that one right, nickname. Spider-Man?
So you're a Chinaman, alright.
I'm gonna punch Meyer in the face.
Alright.
I'm gonna...
So, Alex. Alex is 7. Meyer, if you want to dodge, you can dodge. 17, I mean.
I'll dodge.
Alex, you're 7?
Yep.
Wow.
I got a 16.
I got a... Nope.
All right, I'll take damage.
So it's 1d3 plus 1d6. So.
Are Meyer and I still tethered together?
Yeah, no.
Seven.
Okay. Seven.
Meyer is determined to start this game with damage.
Oh, no, double because of my martial arts. Technically, that would be 14.
I'll let you pull your punch if you wish.
How many hit points do you have, Meyer?
I'm not telling you.
I only have 14, so
I'm not. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to kill Meyer. I'll just say 7.
You don't martial arts strike him to death. The 5 point.
He does the 1-inch punch right through the cannon, right through the bars.
You crush his windpipe with your hand.
I'm going to punch him back. I didn't dodge it.
All right, roll the punch.
I'll dodge.
You
can't dodge.
No, your action has to.
So my hitting him for 7 damage doesn't.
Oh,
okay.
Well, wait. You rolled. No, Meyer. You can't roll to punch him because you rolled to dodge.
I didn't do it though.
Yeah, but you still rolled to do it. You failed to dodge. You tried to.
All right.
The name's Taiichi. Fuckface. All
right, I'm gonna punch him now.
All right.
All right. Well, now I'm gonna dodge.
Never mind. Do I want to get them fall?
Got a 4 to 6.
No, I failed my dodge.
Alright, roll for damage, Ryan.
What's punch? 1d3.
1d3 plus your damage.
I'm going to give just a look to Mug over there and then just shake my head.
As whether or not I should wrestle Meyer away. And I'm going to. He's a strange mook.
I have a feeling that this squirrely little fucker is going to have himself an accident.
I got an 8. A 5 and a 3.
All right.
I knew I should have taken grapple, but I didn't.
Seemingly from nowhere, the guards
appear. This isn't a big surprise to you, Alex, because they do that. Meyer, you had no idea they were there.
That's all right. Hey, yo! Where'd these guys come from?
And they're holding you back.
Hold me back.
The walls have eyes and ears and fucking billy clubs here, so...
Well, it was a pleasure to meet your acquaintance, Chinaman, and... I didn't catch your name, but I don't give a shit.
As you can see,
better
my...
Better watch it.
As you can see, my cellmate is old personality.
Oh, you're rooming with the schmuck?
Everybody, back to their cells!
I am in my cell, man.
I've never left my cot. I've just been sitting there, like...
Well, you two had to have been in front of each other, so...
Well, yeah. Well, he was in his cell. I came over to say hello.
So the guard throws you down on your bunk.
I walk off to my cell.
No, you're being dragged back to your cell.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm being dragged back to my cell.
You get thrown into your bunk, and you get, you know.
Is it kind of like being dragged to hell?
Your guard is like here for 5 fucking minutes, and you're already starting trouble.
He started it.
You better watch yourself, and
no,
they walk
you started
out.
It.
And
you weren't there to defend yourself.
And they close the gates. They close you into your cells.
The bars.
Mm-hmm.
Making friends already.
And it looks like I'm not getting any exercise today.
You can do push-ups, sit-ups.
Going to stretch the old legs after that sub trip.
James, you hear from the cell next to you. Psst.
Psst. Hey. Are you calling me or a cat?
Shouldn't have pulled my punch. I just killed my iron.
Talking to you. Listen.
I'm gonna roll my listen.
Hey, listen.
Ain't no guards around here right now. They usually head off when they lock us in the cells. Listen. I've been keeping track of the sub schedule. Yeah. In 4 days, gonna pull in, gonna have to refuel, right? Now, if we could get up that submarine, we could hijack it, take it back to the mainland.
Do you by chance know how to drive said sub?
I happen to know exactly how to drive a submarine.
No shit.
Yeah. In the Navy. For us here. Bad shit going on here. You want to be far from here. You think you made yourself a sweet deal being in a cushy place like this, losing time in your sentence? Believe me, you don't want to be here.
Yeah. From what my lawyer said, this was a vacation. Doesn't look like they got any fresh mozzarella here.
No, they don't got no fresh mozzarella or whatever that is. But what they do got, some sort of brainwashing serum up there they're pumping into people. I've seen guys go up there, come back, not the same. Sometimes they don't even come back.
If you're telling the truth, when we get back home, I'll buy you the biggest fucking sandwich that anybody can make in Brooklyn.
Thing we gotta do is we gotta get a set of them keys. Because that's the only thing that'll open up the freight elevators. We gotta take the freight elevator to the warden's office and get his key, because that's the only thing that'll open up the airlock out to the transfer room. And then it's just hopping on the sub.
It sounds like more than just a two-person job. You got anybody else in mind?
Well, your roommate over there, he pissed one of them off, the Jack. He's a good man, good in a fight, too. His roommate, that big, quiet guy.
No, I'm with Ryan.
With his roommate and that big quiet guy. I've been watching everybody, and I think they're the ones I stand the most chance of getting out with.
It's kind of creepy that you just sit there and watch guys, but
I guess it's for a good cause.
You think you could get this party going?
If there's anything I'm good with, it's with people.
Well, I'm not so good with people, so you see what you can do and you let me know. We have 4 days.
So when do we get some free time around here?
Well,
for socializing and the such.
If your buddy can keep his hands, to himself, we usually get most of the day to ourselves.
Well, then I'll see them all at next rec time. I get to stretch my legs for the first time. Maybe do some better introductions.
You hear some footsteps. Shh, shh. Somebody's coming.
I just lay down.
All right. So he turns around and goes to sleep. And is there anybody who wants to do anything before we fast forward to the next morning?
Sleep.
I'm gonna crack my nose back into place.
Okay.
Since it was just a punch, I'm assuming Meyer and I aren't actually half dead.
Yeah. in fact, I believe...
Gary!
I believe you heal that damage. 1d3.
Yeah, it's 1d3 a day.
Yeah, so...
1d3.
Technically, but I'm saying... Okay. It was one punch in the face each.
Right.
I'm saying if we slept it off, I'm thinking we would be fine the next day.
You'd be bruised, but...
Yeah, like we'd have a black eye, but...
Yeah.
I don't think a black eye is actually going to count as 8 hit points worth of damage.
I'll let you take
or
that back.
7 for Meyer.
You're healed.
I'm going to mutter curses and go to sleep.
Lose 1 health, though.
All right, that's fair.
Keep a wound.
So I hit that guy pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, you sure knocked the wind out of him.
See? Making friends.
Yeah, we're going to need to make those friends if we want to get out of here.
You talking about that?
Don't worry about it. Talk about it in the morning.
Well, you would have heard that whole thing. You were in the cell.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
He was bleeding. So that prevented him from being able to hear. I don't know about you. I know
nose
about,
blood, yes.
Yeah. It clogs totally the sinuses ears, and the... Yeah. Yeah.
He said he had to pee. He was peeing over the conversation.
He was sitting there whistling to himself and just... You know, drawing on the wall with his pee. Like all guys do. I mean, right?
Yeah,
am I
on
right?
The wall. Yeah.
Constantly.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I'm going to sleep and
okay.
Wake right, up in the morning. Wall.
Anybody else want to do anything before the next day?
I think I'm good to go to sleep.
I'm going
to
smother Meyer while he's sleeping with a pillow.
All right.
No, not your character. You, in real life.
And then you're going to take the water fountain, throw it out the window, and try to jump out, but then we're all going to just drown.
Before you kill me, make sure I take my pants off first. I want to die with my pants off.
All right.
I don't want to die with
is
my pants
is it a water fountain?
On.
Yeah.
Who would want to die with their pants on?
In
I actually would prefer to die with my pants on.
Why?
Keep all the poop in.
Well, if a woman dies with their pants off, then they're automatically going to assume rape. So,
all right. So it's the next day.
Couch.
And
the sun rises over the mountains, but we don't see it.
The morning alarm goes off, and it's time to get up and have breakfast.
Oh, the sun's not even up.
The guards come by and do a cursory search and.
I'm going to go have my breakfast.
All right.
Ed, since they are new and we are in an underground facility, should they make some kind of sand check for, we haven't seen the sky in hours?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, it's dark and there's no sun. It's me, time to get up yet. 42 out of 65.
I pass.
All right, you're fine.
Any of the other new fish cracking?
Let's say one of them, he's sort of looking around, nervous.
I'm going to call you squirrely.
Got jittery legs.
That was fast. Usually they last a little bit longer.
Looks like 4 days was a conservative estimate.
I completely missed my bed of 6, but I don't say that. I'm just thinking that.
Yeah, you're right.
As the camera pans to Eric's character, then all of a sudden you hear in the voice thought, you know, the voice, the cloudy voice. It's
shouldn't
like,
have said six.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. I got a picture and you're like Chewbacca in a way. Those of us who know you well enough could just kind of read you.
Yeah, just kind of grunt.
All right, so... So, yeah, you guys...
What's for breakfast?
Eggs.
Not
eggs,
real
hash
eggs.
Hash browns. Yeah, powdered eggs. Hash browns.
Hey, yo, where's the sausage?
Toast.
Or my favorite meal of
frozen sausage links.
There it is.
Thanks. I don't even want to know what meat made it into this sausage.
There's meat in this sausage?
I'm sure you love this sausage, homo.
Open threads. New York's finest meat. Especially dead
the
rat.
Pigeon. I'm gathering my plate up. I figured those Alex and Ryan's characters are the only ones I even like sit with ever. So
that's
so
fine.
Three of us sit together.
Keep for myself most of the time, except I stick with them sometimes.
I kind of picture Alex and our backstory as being roommates. There was a point where we beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
until we earned like each other's like grudging respect.
So I'm gonna go sit down with just the three of them.
And one day I just started sitting with you.
No, you were there. They seemed to know us because you don't say anything.
We didn't know your name for a while.
What's this guy's name?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
He's been hanging out with us for the last 2 months.
I can't ask him now.
How can I forget? I never even knew.
Schultz, this is going to seem like a weird question, but what's the smoke's name?
The guy's just walking. Curtis, what are you do? You guys just go, Curtis!
Curtis!
Malva!
All right, so I wait for the three of them to sit down, then I go sit down next with them.
Okay.
Hello, gentlemen. Awesome display of power you got there.
Uh-huh.
Almost took out my roommate in one hit.
Maybe I should have.
Hey, your roommate looks like he's looking to get murdered.
He's starting to make insinuations that, you know, I'm a homo. Okay. I asked to compare rap sheets, and he thought I meant his ding-a-ling.
Sounds like a charming fellow.
Yeah, that fathead ain't all there. But, something interesting happened to me last night. Somebody started spreading some gossip about a possible escape plan.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he claims he knows how to drive a sub. And he fingered you three as the best compatriots for such an endeavor.
Firm
row. as far as I can figure, it wasn't Snake because they wired Snake's jaw shut.
Yeah, somebody in the cell next to me.
You haven't seen Snake since yesterday.
Oh, I haven't. All right.
I assume they wired his jaw shut.
Yeah, well, because they're probably wired his jaw shut. Do I know the cell that they're talking about? Was that Snake's cell by any chance? Are we talking about Snake's roommate here?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The cell that was next to him.
Yeah, sure, it was Snake's roommate.
How many years do I have left on my sentence?
Lots.
At least 25. Let's say it was a murder. A murder charge. Let's say you're in for life.
I thought this here was to reduce sentences.
Okay.
I guess I'm the same because I was assuming mine was a murder as well.
Well, maybe yours was just they were going to give you the death penalty.
Oh, so I got life in prison instead.
Yeah. He might get parole though now at some point.
My lawyer told me this place would be a bit cushy, but I ain't seen no gabagoo or mortadella for some dinner here.
Yeah, well, this is breakfast.
They got spaghetti. We'll put some ketchup on it.
And it's still fucking prison.
That just sends him into hysterics.
You know,
hey, what's this over here?
You know what we call this in Japan?
What?
Shit.
I didn't know they used such language. Matter of fact, yeah. I didn't even know they could speak a language.
You didn't know they could speak a language?
Yes.
Yes, they could speak in Japan.
All I hear is this jibba-jabba that they all go on with.
It's called Japanese.
Ah. Forgive my ignorance.
Yeah.
You got one.
You and everyone else.
So how long you guys been here for?
It's up to you. You guys can pick.
It's hard to count. What, with no sun at all?
I'm about to say, how is it to adapt into that?
Ain't easy.
Shake my head.
I'm in here for a hard 20.
It'll be a hard 20, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. The guards and the wardens are... the warden. They're not the nicest folks.
I got put in here for a reduced sentence. I figured it'd be better than prison, but in prison at least you can get some luxuries, you know, like cigarettes smuggled in and fun things like that.
Well, you don't get too many cigarettes down here because there's no air. There's nowhere for the smoke to go. One person starts smoking, everyone's coughing for a week.
You do get free injections, though. And don't think of trying anything funny like telling the guards that you got an outbreak on your ass or something. They don't take kindly to that.
Well, make sure you get an extra special injection in your ass. Ain't that right, Curtis?
Just nod.
Couldn't sit down for a week, the poor bastard.
Saddest thing I ever saw.
But listen, this mook you talked to, his roommate, Snake, got caught with escape plans under his bunk the other day. Guards didn't take too kindly to that either.
That's his fault for keeping evidence around. Should have eaten it. Or memorized it. I take it he wasn't too bright.
Yeah. Snake wasn't the brightest bulb. Liked his tattoos, though.
Bulbs around here are strictly 40 watt.
So what is Meyer's character doing?
Let's say about this time you've gotten your food, Meyer. What do you want to do?
Well, go sit down and eat it.
All right, with them or by yourself?
I don't know where it's open.
There's plenty of open spots.
But I figure as he goes to sit next to the one, everyone scooches over.
Push him and sit right there.
No, nobody scooches over. You make a choice. Where are you going to sit?
I'm sitting with people. I don't know everyone's name. I'm going to sit next to people and eat.
Okay, so you're going to sit next to, like, you know, so not them.
I got to make other friends.
Okay.
He sits next to the guy in the cell next to us.
Yeah, so let's say you sit next to the guy in the cell.
Python.
You sit next
Python.
To you sit next to Snake's roommate Python.
Those two went together really well.
No, it was just a coincidence.
Bad joke on the warden's part.
Hey.
So he took him away from his other roommate Ladder.
What's your name?
Shoot wasn't happy.
What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, fine. Be that way.
What? My name could be Abraham Lincoln.
I'm sure it ain't.
But Lincoln as in Lincoln Park or Lincoln Log?
Like the 16th President Lincoln.
Oh.
I'm sure it ain't.
Well. Can't prove you right, can't prove you wrong.
All right, Mr. Lincoln. I'm sure you don't want to stick around here any more than I do.
I don't know. I haven't given the place a proper look around. I've only been here for 24 hours.
Believe me, you don't want to.
You don't want this, Dewey.
I'm telling you. I spoke to your roommate last night.
Mm-hmm.
We could get out of here.
And how are you going to do that?
I can't do it alone. We need a set of keys.
Mm-hmm.
We need need to make our way up to the transfer room.
Mm-hmm.
Security's not all that tight, because there's no way off this island except for through that transfer room and on a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
If we could lay our hands on those keys and get in that submarine, I could take us home.
Yeah, alright, sounds like a good plan.
Really? Is that easy?
Yeah. I'm an easy guy to get along with.
I love his incredulity.
I'm an easy
really?
Guy. Well, the first thing someone just did the other day when they first met me was punch me in the face.
I gotta tell you this. Since they found Snake and me plotting, they're gonna be looking at me pretty hard. So I gotta stay out of this. Okay. Until it's time to make a break for it.
Alright.
So go sit with them.
Who?
The Jap.
Chinaman.
Whatever. But try not to pick a fight this time.
I don't pick no fights. Fights is fine with me.
Jesus Christ. He gets up and walks away.
Later, Python.
Alright, so he leaves you, Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves you high and dry.
He leaves me high and dry.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna finish my breakfast.
Okay. So I'm gonna cut back to you, guys.
Yeah.
Anyone got any dice?
I do. I have a whole bag.
Golden bones.
It was not here.
Oh.
You have to go to the rec room.
What do you guys gamble?
Well, the dice are carved out of chicken bones that someone managed to sneak away. Not much to gamble around here.
So, who's the...
Oh, wait, but let's establish out of character. What do we gamble with?
Cause I don't know.
There's no cigarettes.
I'm trying to think of something.
Coffee rations?
You
chewing tobacco.
The food is harsh, so you have antacids.
Okay.
All right.
Oh God.
Works me. This is gonna sound super cheesy, but mostly the currency around here is antacids.
You're gonna need them.
You'll figure out.
And I'm sitting there with a stacked plate.
I'm in.
Don't worry, you'll figure out what we mean.
Oh my God.
No, I was wondering why nobody was taking so much of the food.
Oh my God.
Need a...
I couldn't, when I downloaded, I couldn't get rid of it.
Ty keeps suggesting that it's part of the experiment. They keep they lace the food with something, but
why not, right? I heard they're using this stuff now called high fructose corn syrup. I bet they're putting it in everything.
That's just crazy talk.
Tastes like sugar to me.
It doesn't taste like sugar. You could tell the difference.
Who's the big boss around here?
The warden.
I meant, what's his name? Prisoner-wise.
Stanton Burgess.
Warden Burgess.
Well, see, that's the thing. Anybody sticks their nose out too far, warden cuts it off for him. You get noticed around this place, you don't last too long.
There's no smuggling, because there's no way to smuggle anything in. Unless you happen to own a submarine.
None of the guards on the take?
Hell no.
Wow.
They love the warden.
Cops in the 40s?
They love that warden. Don't ask me why. Guy's an asshole.
Kind of experiments they've been doing on people. What have you guys been signed up for?
Injections.
I'll just raise my sleeve and show a couple of injection marks on my arm.
And a big freaking veiny muscle.
They don't really tell us what they're giving us. They just
stick you.
tell us to report any side effects as soon as we experience them.
Headache, dizziness, that sort of thing.
Curtis could talk before the first
Curtis here used to be a right chatty Kathy.
Everyone make a spot hidden check.
Gotta spot my hidden.
I was wondering how long you were going to let us go for.
I passed.
I also passed, but just barely.
I spotted the hidden.
I did not.
Everyone who passed.
I got 63.
Yeah, Cassie.
You see one of the guards is patting somebody down. And he's patting down one of the other inmates, who's a really, really tall guy. And as he reaches up to pat him down, his sleeve rolls up a little bit, and you catch the glimpse of what looks like tattoos. And then he puts his arm back down and waves the guy off and then walks away.
I don't notice that.
You'd think if we took all the helmets off these gods, they'd all have the same face.
No, I don't think so. I think... Did that look like snakes tattoo to you?
Sure did.
I didn't know snakes, so I didn't care.
Who's Snake?
Tattoo.
Snake was the guy who was thinking about escaping. We got his skull beat in yesterday. And needless to say, his plans didn't go so well.
Guards turned up. Patched up real quick. Guy Schultz had a broken wing a week ago.
Well, they did say the doc was a miracle worker.
I'm gonna have.
Oh, you mean that doll upstairs?
I'm gonna have the three of you who have been here for a while make a sound check for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Pass that.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, you're fine. You're not making the connection yet, but it's disconcerting.
Right, so we really need to get the hell out of here.
I'm okay with that.
You said you was talking to Python last night? He's got a plan?
Apparently he can drive a sub. We just need to get keys.
Keys from the gods, keys from the warden.
Both. Gotta get keys from the gods first, then the warden, and then pop away to the sub. We got like 4 days.
Well, I think the guards are probably going to notice if their keys go missing. And then they're going to search everyone's bunks. We're going to need to find a good hiding place before we steal them.
You could eat them.
We're going to need to get them back.
I shit you not, you could eat them.
I'll just take a big old plate of food.
I imagine they're probably like big metal 1940s mm-hmm. skeleton cake. Yeah, no. You could eat them if you want.
Well, you each eat one, then you throw it up later. After they searched you.
Alright. We need to figure out where we're going to hide them and how we're going to get them. Also, do we know Python?
Mm-hmm.
Is he on the level?
You have no reason to suspect otherwise. You know that that he used to be in the Navy.
Okay.
That song's not invented yet.
I know. That's why I was with the one bar. For
you,
me.
You know... Here, make a knowledge check.
All of us?
No, just Ryan.
I critted that.
I made it exactly.
I'm glad I wasted a 3 on my knowledge.
70, and I made it. I just barely made it.
All right, so yeah, the two of you who passed, you know who used to be in the Navy. Alex, now that they mention it, you remember that that Python actually was one of the first submarine pilots. Submarines are still a fairly new
pilot
thing.
Pride.
They're still a fairly new thing.
Yeah.
He was one of the first Americans to pilot a submarine. And you're not exactly sure what happened, but he had,
but yada, 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 now
he's in prison.
Yeah, he had, it was basically, he was kicked out of the military and now he's in prison.
Yeah, well, Python could probably pilot it. We just need to get there. What's next to the kitchen?
What?
There's kitchen, and then a space.
That is like the cutlery room. It's like
that's the void. We don't go in there.
that's the room. Basically.
You open a door and it's
basically the room.
A big black hole. Like it'll suck you in.
The pantry.
It's
and it's
never
like,
been existed.
It's behind a gate and locked.
No, okay, I figured. I just didn't know.
It looks like cellulose.
Cellulose.
It's like a plasma.
All right. So whose keys are we going to steal?
Are there any gods that are most inept?
Are there?
No.
They're all...
Brilliant. You've never seen a guard make a mistake.
They're good at what they do.
I done time in joints all over the East Coast, and I never seen guards like this.
And, yeah, none of them are hungry, which is another odd...
Well, they eat in their barracks.
No, I mean, none of them...
They're not looking to make any cash on the side.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, they eat in their barracks.
Unfucking bribable.
Yeah.
Nah. Has anyone tried?
Yeah.
And get your teeth kicked in there.
Everyone tries. There's always one from every boat that comes in who thinks that they got to be smart and be the ones to bribe the guards.
We look over and see Meyer next.
Trying to slip him some food into his pocket.
And what about your roomie there? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Oh, Vincenzo. Vincenzo Gambino. The Gambino family.
Queens?
I'm in charge of the Brooklyn sect.
Everybody make a knowledge check.
That I
got another three.
I got a it went to 89. Stupid 100-sided die.
I critical.
It's like a 5, 4, 89.
I did not get that.
Did not get it.
Dr. McHenry has a set of keys. But she almost never leaves her apartments or her office. She pretty much stays in the clinic. Her apartments are right next door.
Makes sense.
To the clinic. And she... You haven't seen her outside. You haven't seen her outside of the apartments in maybe a little under almost a year.
Are any of us scheduled to go in for injections soon? Is it like a daily thing, a weekly thing?
I'm going to say it's every couple of months, so everyone make a luck check. Except for Meyer and James, because you just
yes,
got
I passed.
20. I have 70.
I got it, too.
Yep.
41.
Okay. I will say... So, what did you get, Alex?
45 out of 65.
Curtis?
20 out of 70.
Ryan?
41 out of 65.
Okay, so Curtis.
Yes.
You are up for an inoculation tomorrow. Today, actually.
Oh. Fun.
What happens if we say we have symptoms? Or side effects? Do they bring us to the...
Symptoms.
Yeah, they bring you to the infirmary.
My stool, it's starting to glow.
I mean, it's not just the infirmary for inoculations. It's also where they treat
the infirmary, yeah. Mm. Anybody got any shots coming up?
Oh, no.
You could punch my roommate again, and I can tell him to swipe the keys when he's in there.
Nah, I don't want to hurt my fist on his stupid fucking face. Well, Curtis, the doc's got some keys. She doesn't leave, though, so we'd have to do it while you're there. Or you would.
I hesitate for a moment and give a...
Like, I'm good at sneaking and hiding in disguises, but there's nowhere I could sneak up to a friggin'...
I don't think a disguise is going to be very useful.
Unless you beat up a guard and take their...
I'm not much of a sneaker either.
Yeah, I'm...
You're more of a sandal!
I think we killed him.
Well, Curtis can try. If that fails, then one of us will just start to get side effects.
I think I feel a headache coming on already. What about your friend over there, Vinny? Your new roomie.
The guy's a bit unstable and a bit of an awkward mook, if you ask me.
Mm. Still, be good to have someone like that to throw under the bus if things go south.
I'll talk to him tonight in bed, see if he wants to join our ranks.
Might want to work on your phrasing, too.
Just a bit. He might think I'm trying to come on to him again.
Phrasing!
We're not doing phrasing anymore.
I'll ask him, you know, if he wants to do robot dicks together and...
Actually, he wants to shine the helmets, you know,
into the Dutch rudder.
I don't know why he thinks I'm gay.
I just asked to see his brown eyes.
He has two. All right, so James. All right, so let's get back to the game. So James, so you, what are you gonna do with? You're gonna talk to Meyer.
Yeah, when they kick us into the bugs, it's time to go to Betty Bye.
Well, you could talk to him now.
He looks like he's having an enthralling conversation with Python. So
no Python left.
Well, I thought that was.
No, Meyer's sitting by himself now.
Not with other people.
Oh, yeah.
So you
I think that's a matter to handle privately, so I figure I'd wait till the...
So you hear over the loudspeaker, all patients scheduled... And it's Dr. McHenry's voice. All patients scheduled for inoculation today, please report to the infirmary.
Inoculations? I can't, damn it!
I'll be getting up then.
I'm going to get up.
And you know the procedure is that there's a guard standing in front of the freight elevator. That's who you report to, and he'll take you up.
Right, follow everyone there.
So what made a beautiful dame like that want to be a doctor down here with us degenerates?
Hell if I know. Probably the only place she'd be allowed to be a doctor.
Because
it's 1944.
So my Eric and Meyer, yes. You and about three other people walk up to the guard, and he's got a clipboard number. Yeah, he asks you for your number. You give it to him.
Right. Yeah.
You have a little slip of paper.
He checks it off.
You open up your jacket and you point to the pin that has your number on it.
Let me say, there's a red line that you're not allowed to cross surrounding the gated area.
I'm not crossing it.
And when he checks your name off, he points for you to line up next to him behind the red line. Mm-hmm.
So my plan is to get the keys from the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he looks at you. Number... you know what your number is.
I gave him my number.
You're not scheduled today.
Yeah, well, I figured maybe if I volunteer every day, I can maybe get a deduction on my sentence.
That's not how it works. Please go back. Go about your business.
Yeah, sure. Can I talk to the manager of this place?
He turns around and looks at you.
Maya would
back
not do
to the
well
rec room before I bash your fucking face in.
Thank you. What's those guys' names?
Meyer.
Thank you, Officer Meyer, and you have yourself a lovely day.
I will report this to your supervisor for your rudeness.
Tell the lovely doctor that I'll be dreaming of her every night.
Meyer takes out his billy club and he's gonna
Billy Meyer.
Across the face.
Meyer's Billy.
I'm gonna dodge.
Oh, look, my roommate's getting into an altercation again.
70 out of 85,
21.
That guy really likes to have the crap beaten out of him.
You know, maybe he might make a good punching bag.
That's what I'm thinking.
So he just, when he whacks him, sort of move away, he's like walking back to the place.
He really knows how to make friends.
Keep walking, shit stain.
How'd you know my middle name?
He's a real charmer, that one.
I think I'm gonna like him.
So you get led into the freight elevator. You know, they open all the gates and
and you watch Meyer beat up Meyer.
And you go up to the clinic and you see what I described before. The doctor is sitting at her desk and she snaps and points to the beds.
I assume she probably has her keys on her person.
Make me a spot hidden.
That snapping is a key.
Thinking she can't talk.
Got 3 out of 45.
You can check that off.
What does that mean?
That's a crit.
In case we play again with these characters,
you can try to increase that skill.
Oh, all right.
And uncheck the other ones.
You see that there is
what?
A.
Never mind.
You see that there's a box sitting on top of her desk filled...
What's in the box?
Filled with junk.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
And there's sort of a ruler sticking out of it, and hanging off of the ruler are a set of those keys. Mm-hmm. You also see a couple... You see some papers sticking out, something that looks like a dictaphone...
There's a sleeping sheriff. He's snoring comically.
Probably
just sitting on top of her desk.
Right, so, trying to see if there's anything around that I could maybe
that was
use
a Robin
to
Hood.
Give enough of a distraction that she would not notice her keys being hopefully grabbed.
Rape her.
She's going to distract her.
She's going to be giving inoculations to three other people.
Right. Well, I'm not a very good sneaker.
I'm a minotaur and reaper.
I always turn into a minotaur when I rape people.
Can I kind of try to get myself up to the front of our group to maybe get mine first, just so...
Okay. Make me...
So once I'm done...
First, make me a luck check.
Yep, there
you don't have to make your way. You're up front.
Okay.
Rape is not...
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I'll get mine, and then once she's distracted, I'll hopefully...
I'm ashamed.
Now, is there anything I could do... I forget the system. I haven't played in a long time. Is there anything I could do to make my roll better when I'm making a roll to do it?
No.
Okay.
Call Cthulhu sucks like that.
All right, so she wipes your arm down.
You get what you get, and that's what you get.
She wipes your arm down with an alcohol swab and then sticks you.
Mm-hmm.
You explode.
Yeah,
I should have gone last.
she
would have been a great distraction.
She looks basically the same as she did yesterday. Surgical mask. Mm-hmm. Blouse, skirt suit, blouse, and leather, lab coat.
Bonded gear.
I'm trying to see if maybe I could try to create a distraction by accidentally knocking into one of the other people and kind of intimidating them and scaring them and having them get a little loud. That way I could, that could possibly be handled while I try to sneak over to get the keys.
Okay.
Right. I actually think I have a very creative way if you fail.
Well, make me an idea check.
Idea, okay. Ooh, 76 out of 80.
Okay, you came up with the seed of the idea, so I'll help it grow.
GM is throwing you a bone.
So, you start a fight with the guy next to you, and you sort of take some hits and make your way over to the desk, where they will undoubtedly throw you down and, make you, because you're not handcuffed right now, make you sprawl. And while they're patting you down and distracted, you can grab the keys.
Do I have to roll anything for the grabbing? Or
yes.
Okay, oh shit. All right, I guess that's rolling sneak?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was thinking eclipse phase. That's pop. No, that's eclipse phase.
Oh. Conceal.
Conceal. Conceal, yeah. All right, well, that's 5% more than sneak.
Oh. I
mean, or the other idea I'll give you this too is now that you have a lay of the land and where it is...
Oh, true.
You can report back to them.
Oh.
No, we can't.
Well, you can draw it on a napkin, and then I'll eat the napkin.
Yeah, all right. I can't.
I'm just in an eating everything.
He can just tell you verbally where the keys are.
But he doesn't talk.
I don't talk.
Yeah, I would say make an attempt now, and if you fail, then you can.
But will it be like glaringly obvious if I fail? If I I'm reaching for it.
We don't know.
Depends how much you fail, bud.
I was going to say I fake ailments with Meyer and have Meyer cause a distraction while I actually swipe
first,
the keys.
Listen, Eric, it's just a game. Just roll that bone.
So how are you going to start this altercation?
Well, I was figuring I would shoulder bump into one of the guys online.
Okay, so let's make that a grapple check.
Okay.
It's Meyer the
guard. We're grappling.
Yeah.
Made it 25 out of 45.
Okay. So you bump the guy next to you.
Mm-hmm.
You shoulder him.
Right.
Hey, what's the big idea? And he's going to take a swing at you.
All right, well, I'm going to...
He's very easily provoked.
Yeah, really. I'll try to dodge that swing, and once we're done with that, I'll try to...
All right.
Yeah, I'm not looking...
He misses.
Good, because my dodge fails.
Okay, so yeah, he swings and he
swing
goes,
and a miss.
He goes wide and
hey,
you know.
Safe at first.
The doctor steps back, arms up, and the guards are making their way over to you.
Going in wide.
All right. Well, I wasn't.
Thanks, Meatloaf song.
Yeah.
I figured if they don't see me, if I'm not attacking, they're not going to like push me down and restrain me or anything. I'm not going to really go for a swing, but I'm going to like kind of, you know, get raised back as if I am going to go for a swing.
To who?
To the guy who tried to hit me.
Okay.
I'm not actually trying
just
to
sort
hit.
Of take the fight in the direction of the best.
Right.
They are going to go first because their dex is 14. They're going to try to grapple you and the guy.
All right. I'm not looking to dodge their grapple.
Okay.
So, because I figured...
Hey, crab-apple.
I figured they're...
They grapple...
Crab-apple.
They...
Although, can I try... Is there something I can do to influence it in that direction? Like, maybe just kind of shift in that direction before they go and grab me?
Sure, well...
I'm not trying to stop them from grappling.
So, they grapple you, and they grapple him. If you want to try to influence the grapple, make me a strength times 5 check.
Okay. So,
to sort of lead them towards the desk.
85, okay. Right? Yeah, 85, math.
85?
69, I have 85.
Okay.
I'm picturing Eric as this huge guy, this tiny guard just hanging off of him.
So yeah, you have...
And somehow they're winning because I'm just not trying to...
Well, no, they're grappling you, right. So you're just hanging on to
you. You know, he is about half your size.
Mm-hmm.
But he's pretty sturdy. He's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
But
strong
you,
like bull.
You still manage to sort of pull yourself over to the desk, and you knock the box off the desk, and it, the contents spill on the floor.
Box.
All right. So now,
with a box.
You know, they're trying to restrain me. Now, would there be any like moment where maybe they don't have their hands on me where I could try to? Maybe their attention is pulled to the other guy, and I could...
Well, there's two guards. One has him, and one has you.
Let's see.
You can, like, make a moment, kick him.
True, yeah. I mean, you know, it could distract him. It would distract him if I kicked him.
All right, roll to kick him.
Kick him in the balls.
I don't kick very well. I should have punched.
Kick him. What if...
So punch him.
Ryan, he had testicular cancer and lost both the testicles.
Well, that's going to be...
I'm good at punch, but I still failed it.
All right, so yeah, he's got too good of a hold on you. You're flailing, but you can't...
Is anyone else picturing Andre the Giant in Princess Bride?
A little bit.
Would anybody want the peanut? You are the Blue Squad.
He's going to try to hit you on the side of the head with his club.
I would like to dodge that.
With his
unless this is the same action.
Yeah, no, it's the same action. So you can't. All right. Ooh, he got 6. He impaled that, but you don't impale with
clubs. Good.
No, that's more of a bashing than impaling.
Yeah. So that is damage for a club.
Well, you're in the infirmary. That's good.
Good news!
Lose everyone!
Bad news.
Good news, nobody.
1d3. You're mumbling to yourself, Ed. You're going crazy. You're going crazy, Ed.
Eric, you take 5 as his fist, as he punches you right in the ribs.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Pow, right in the kisser.
He gives you a jab right in the ribs.
Jab.
From behind.
Everybody kisses with their ribs.
It's the way you do it.
It was the thing in the 40s.
Alright, well, I guess I got hit. I keel over a little bit.
Okay, so you're going to fall to your knees?
Yeah, and while I'm there...
Just one hit? Good grief.
You know, while I'm there, you know, my hands are landing on the ground, maybe. They just happen to land over the key.
Okay. So he hits you in the ribs, mm-hmm. and he sort of lets you go because he sees you fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to hold you up. You're a big guy.
And He's getting ready to hit you with his club again. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna
try to snatch the
Okay. Make a conceal check.
Okay, let's hope.
But so what?
You can do it.
Maybe. If it rolled one to the side, I would have succeeded. But
you can't do it.
Just barely failed. Okay,
so we suck again.
You go to grab for it, and he sees what you're doing.
God damn it.
Let me make him make a roll for that.
What did you roll to fail the...
I rolled try to conceal.
What was your roll?
25 out of 15.
Not too bad.
So I hope that he fails worse than a 25.
Oh, crap. Where did that die? Here it is.
It's dice foul. That means he fails the roll.
Yep.
All right, so he... also fails.
Right. Yeah, so he just kind of thinks you're a lumbering idiot.
Okay, so I didn't get the keys, but you know.
But now you know.
It's not worth
it. And knowing it's not
I could already tell it's not worth a risk of trying again.
Right, so you're not going to be able to get the keys, but he didn't see you try to get the keys.
Right.
All right, so he's going to sort of hit you again.
Can I grab? Was that an action there, or can I dodge?
No, wasn't. That was the action. I'll say that he's not going to hit you hard for damage, though, this time.
I'm playing out.
You just want to, like, play.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, not trying to fight back right now. Just leaving it be. But now I have an idea of where the keys were,
what?
I guess.
I hurt you.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to be knocked down to E-Block.
E-Block.
He picks you up and he cuffs you.
Wow.
Sorry, Doc. She shrugs and goes back to work.
I wish she'd go with an E-Block.
And the guard drags you back to the freight elevator.
He drags you to hell.
Okay.
In a cell.
He's actually going to put you in an isolation cell.
Balls.
For a couple of hours.
At least you're by yourself.
Well, you know, once I'm out, I could parlay.
You all see him being dragged out of... the freight elevator towards the isolation set.
Looks like it went really well.
I wonder if he ate the keys.
I don't think he ate the keys.
No.
I tried.
No, he did really well.
You guys can make me an idea check.
I got an idea.
I do get an idea.
I do not get an idea. Actually, I do get an idea.
Somebody who is there ill would have more time there.
Well, that's what I said I was going to do.
Somebody who is there...
I impale.
Somebody who is there as feeling sick would probably be left, you know...
Alone. I was going to throw toilet water on Meyer's characters in my face and say, like, oh, Doc, our sweat smells so bad. Smell this. And then, you know, have Billy cause a distraction.
Who is Billy? My guy's name is Garrett the Bull Ridley. Or Abraham, well, you don't know his name.
No, I don't.
It's Abraham Lincoln. Honest Abe.
Alright, so that's the idea that you have.
Well,
my idea is to take a poop.
Looks like you're up, new guy.
I'll go have a talk with my bunkmate.
Why don't you leave him out of it?
Because he's good at making friends and causing a scene.
If you think that'll help.
Hey, you did get that I was trying to, like, shoulder hit that guy without, like, purpose, looking like it wasn't, I was purposely trying to walk
he's
into
like
a wreck.
He's looking like a man.
Oh.
You said you were trying to...
I thought I got the idea along that, you know, I was just kind of trying to turn and look like I was just kind of accidentally bumping him.
No, I didn't get that at all. I thought you were trying to cause a scene so that you could get over to the keys.
I figured he would... It would possibly cause a scene regardless. I mean, I was purposely doing it, but I was... Well, it doesn't matter.
Anyway. Whatever. So, James, what are you doing?
I gotta go talk to my roommate.
Alright.
I gotta go sit next to him. Hey there, bunkmate.
Hey, homo.
It's Vincenzo. I'm not a homo. I don't swing that way.
Hasn't been proven yet.
I got nothing. There's no dames for me to kiss around here, so I can't prove it to you just yet.
But I know I'm not kissing any dudes, so that should be proof enough.
It's good cause, but I can't 100% confirm or deny.
I bet you I could tell you how big those Doc Dame's cups were.
Don't you be talking about the doctor's bazongas like that.
She's a professional.
Listen, I ain't no homo. Now, my cousin Johnny Fingerbreakers.
Johnny Fingerbreakers.
My cousin Johnny and his roommate gay. Benny. Those guys.
Quote unquote roommates.
Those guys that question.
Such a swallowers.
So, what's your thoughts on this place? You look like you're getting along real well with everybody.
I'm just finding my angle, is all. Trying to work the room. Give me a couple weeks and I think I'll find my way.
I'll tell you this, just talks to people who want to get out.
Oh, tell me all about it, please.
And I could probably use your assistance.
What is in it for me?
You get out.
Not being in prison.
Not being here where you're obviously not liked very much.
Well, how do you know that I don't already have a plan that I can break out by myself and I don't need anybody help?
You know how to drive a submarine.
Maybe my plan doesn't need a submarine.
There ain't no other way out of here unless you can hold your breath for a really long time.
You could always sneak into the submarine.
I'm pretty sure they check the submarine before it leaves if they notice that there's prisoners missing.
Listen, you see the guards? Can you tell one from the other?
No, I cannot.
Exactly.
She's suggesting we dress up as gods and sneak onto the submarine.
That's what I was thinking so far.
How are we going to get the god outfits?
Well, that's for me to know and you to find out, I guess.
Listen, I have a plan to get a hand of on a set of keys to get free reign of the place, as you would say. Cry's going to visit that beautiful dame upstairs.
All right. Let me know you stick it in her.
That's not part of the plan, sadly. I think she's
There's the point against you being. It's the point for being you being a whole.
Right. Oh, believe me, I would love to, but I don't think she swings for our team. But you're good at causing the scenes. Getting everyone to notice you.
Listen, if you want me to help, I... Listen, how about... Money. I would like to some money, some cash, for when I leave. So then once I'm on the run, I'm not on the run with nothing.
I'm going to give you some money when we get out of here.
Ryan,
do you have
any water?
Let's see.
Anybody else want water?
I'm good.
Yes, please.
Three waters.
200 bucks is pretty good. Get me
200.
That's a lot in 1944.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you like him more than the person who you offered the sandwich to.
Hey, you come to me first. That means I'm the number one guy to go
Fine,
to.
Fine, I can get you 200.
All right.
I'll do it for $5.
All right, $5 is fine. That's okay.
So we're not going.
I'll see if I can make out with you.
So we're not going with the guard theory.
Well, we could go with the guard theory. I didn't actually give that one much thought, but we still need to get guard uniforms, and those would be locked up. So I need to get my hands on a set of keys, and Doc happens to have a set of keys.
So the guard barracks have guard uniforms. that's one level below the clinic.
Still need the keys to get there.
And you still need the keys to operate the lift and the doors. And
I'm trying to get onto the submarine. I mean, why not try to cause a scene at all?
Because I need to be able to steal the keys without being noticed. So I figure at tonight, at lights out, we fake being sick, we go up, you cause a distraction, get everyone to focus on you. I'll try and get the keys from the doc's desk. And try and hide them until we're not suspects anymore.
Alright. Now, obviously, Ed, this is the 40s, so there's no, like, CCTVs.
They're right. Not, like, it's a radio, probably.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying...
Yeah, and they're not being monitored.
There are no cameras watching us.
No, essentially, what they would do is they would put you in a cot and watch you until lights out, probably, and then the cots have a gate that can be pulled across it. And they would lock the gate. The bars.
In the infirmary.
But our stuff wouldn't be monitored, like we wouldn't be...
Right.
They wouldn't be recording.
So conceivably, if you could find a way to open the bars, you could...
I happen to have lock picking.
I do too.
Well, you need something to pick the lock
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Well... That might be...
I have locksmith at a 1. Nope, 84.
Well, the cots that they put us in might have a spring.
You would have to conceal it.
We need two sets of keys to get to the elevator, right? Because you said they synchronize?
I think it was there's two gates.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to open the first one and then open the second gate. There's a gate blocking the elevator, and then I think the elevator itself is locked.
Yeah.
The gate on the elevator locks.
You would think they'd have an emergency staircase.
Nah.
Why? A flood.
What happens? Dead. We die.
And the guards and the
whore. Maybe they do have an emergency staircase upstairs.
That's
where
like
they
being,
can't die.
It's like being in a mine shaft. You know, there's.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, granted, it's the 40s. They probably wouldn't have thought of, you know, what if there's a fire?
Yeah.
No, they might have. They just don't care. It's a prison.
Yeah, they don't care about you.
They also have those flappy things. Oh, I saw them.
Yeah.
Because I thought we needed to steal a second set of keys from the guards and then one set of keys from the warden.
You only need one.
Okay.
Also, I have metalsmithing. If we can get the keys, I might be able to make a copy. If I can get stuff.
Uh-huh. Aha, and we can't really smuggle things in because this is too well a prison.
But this is the 40s, so all the utensils would be metal. In the
Yeah, that's
that.
True.
Because I was thinking, if worse comes to worse, Alex and I are big, tough, muscle guys. We could just, like, lure a guard.
What about me?
Yeah, but we hate you.
Yeah, you're...
You know what? Let's go with the second set of keys. Give you an extra challenge.
Whoa!
All right, well, let's get the first set first.
All right.
That's on you guys.
Which I feel we can do.
All right, babe.
See, I thought you meant that they had to, you know, like, GoldenEye it and turn them
in. Yeah, let's go
time.
With that. Let's say that.
God damn it, Ryan.
Why do I open my mouth?
I don't know.
I'm just not going to say anything.
I'm going to punch you.
Hey, I'm already doing that. All
right, so let's go with Plaid Infirmary first. What are you guys going to do?
Well, we need those keys
lights
first.
Out. I'm going to splash this with water and start complaining that I'm feeling sick. Like, really hamming it up, too. Like,
am I out by this point? By nighttime?
Yeah. Alright, James, make me a persuasion check.
Persuasion! I almost wanted to say, like, operation, but it wasn't gonna really fit.
Yeah, it's not the right amount of syllables.
Persuasion.
It's persuasion.
I got a 1 out of 15.
You could use fast talk.
That's operation.
I got to use fast talk, but I got a 1 out of 15.
Persuasion.
Don't roll again. You got a crit.
So the guard hears you. What the hell?
Oh, God. I was sweating. And it stinks so bad.
Holy shit. What's wrong with you two?
It's
in my eyes! I can't!
Meyer, you make a persuade or fast talk also.
Does he get a bonus from James's?
Yes, at plus 20.
Nice. Alright. Like, yeah! 3.
We're really wow. good at making being sick.
Campbell, get over here.
It's everywhere.
Did they get inoculated today? Yeah, they're the new ones.
It's everywhere.
I can't feel my fingers. Oh, my fingers. It looks like Johnny got a hold of them. Oh, God.
It's another rejection.
I've got blisters on my fingers.
Everybody, you guys can make a listen check if you want.
Sure. Oh, that's what I forgot to give myself.
Listen to that calzone.
I failed.
Nope, I critted that.
Okay, so yeah, Ryan, you hear...
I knew there was an important
you hear the guards
there,
talking. Say. Did they get their inoculations today? Yeah, well... All right, it must be another rejection. Let's bring them to the doctor.
Rejection?
Rejected.
As he opens the thing, I'm going to bolt.
Well, we need to get the infirmary.
I was going to say, doesn't that kind of undermine the whole plan?
Okay, I thought you just want me to make a... All right.
No.
All right, I need you to make it... I need them to...
My reaction!
Of course, there's gobble-goop.
I'm sorry, I thought that... Okay.
Yeah, no,
I gotcha.
We need to be in the infirmary. Then get them to focus on you.
Oh, my God. If I didn't want this game to keep going, that would have been an amazing... misunderstand. Like, if this was a TV show, that would have been a great, like... And then later, you said make a distraction.
In the infirmary.
We get to the infirmary.
You putz.
All right.
I have it.
No.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
My education sucks.
So they come over, and they pick you up.
Lindsay!
It's fantastic.
They bring you to the infirmary.
For spilling the cow milk.
And they walk in and they bring you over to the cots.
Please don't bring it.
They close the gate and lock it.
I just scream aloud and pretend to pass out.
Campbell, the one who he called Campbell, goes over and knocks on the door to the...
The one called Campbell.
Are we in the infirmary?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna bolt now.
No, you're locked in your cot.
I'm gonna try to stand up in the cot. Like, with the cot. Like, my feet on the floor, but my cot's, like, on the back.
Wait, what? No, you're laying on your cot.
Yes.
And they close the gate. The gate is closed.
Yeah.
Like, the bars are closed.
You're, like, in a cell in the infirmary. You're in the infirmary, but...
So I'm not locked in the... I'm gonna start banging on the old cagey.
Okay. So, yeah, Campbell knocks on the door, and the doctor walks on, and she's pulling her surgical mask up, and she looks at them, and raises her...
She's got a funky mouth.
She raises her eyebrows, and the...
Pull her mask off and make a sand check.
I know that, too. It's going to be like Baraka or something.
And Campbell,
it's going to be like...
And Campbell's like, oh, you know, I think there was another rejection doctor...
Can I use the cot as a battering ram to try to bash into the cage?
You can try, but it's steel bars. You're not going
to
break it.
I'd wait for them to open it to go to check on you and then just pick up the cot and throw it at them.
That's what I'll do, though. All
right, so I'm going to remind you that your whole plan was to break into the infirmary and then break out of the cell when no one was looking.
Yeah. I need them to focus on him. So, I mean, if you said Campbell was going to knock on the door, so...
Yeah, Campbell is talking to the doctor, and she nods, and she sends them away. She sends Campbell away, and...
Johnson.
And brings Johnson over to the cage with her, and she snaps and points to the cage. And he walks over... And he starts to unlock it.
Mine or his? Or we're both
in the same cage.
Oh, okay. See, now would be the time to run.
Alright.
Running would be a good idea.
I'm gonna... Alright, as he opens again, I'm gonna take the cotton, toss it.
Okay, make a...
Bro?
Strength times 5 check to pick up the cot.
I can do strength. Let's see, what times 5, though? What's times five? Oh, yeah, I can probably do that. That's easy. That's at 90.
99.
Yeah, I didn't think we were both going to be in the same thing. I thought he was going to be in one. I was going to be in another.
Let's say you're in different ones.
Okay, because I figure if they're going in...
strength.
Okay, so now make a throw check.
That makes sense. So they probably want to isolate people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, can I roll my luck to see if I'm the one closest to the desk and he's the one closest
Let's
to the door?
Let's just say you are.
Okay. Yeah, I got 30 out of 45.
Okay, so you throw it at him. And he cannot dodge because he already took his action. And let's see, roll for damage, roll...
What's the damage on a cot?
Is that written in the book? It's like, if your player should throw a cot at a police officer.
Actually, 1d6 plus your damage bonus.
Alright. Here we go. Here we go.
Where is damage bonus, Joe?
Up, it's under your knowledge.
10.
Oh.
10.
I don't know what mine is.
Okay.
Let me see what your thing is.
Oh, I didn't have this guy HP.
No, it's the chart.
2.
I think it's plus 1d6.
Oh, no, I did give it 10.
Because he's got 34 strength plus.
Yeah, I think that's 1d6. Size.
1d6?
Alright, yeah, so. You.
Yeah.
Hit the guard.
Yeah.
And you knock him backwards.
I'm gonna bolt.
Alright, you run. The doctor is going to attempt to grab you.
Okay.
While they're doing that, I want to take a spring out from the cot and pick the lock on my cage.
Okay, with what?
I just said I'm gonna take a spring from my cot and pick the lock.
Okay. So, make me a... Let's see, what kind of check?
Sandwich. Make me a sandwich.
What kind of check? Make me a dex times 5 check to see how quickly you can get the spring.
While he's doing that, I would like to summon Cthulhu.
Okay.
I got 9.
Okay, so check. Yeah, you get it out in one turn. You'll be able to play next turn.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Looking at
the filibuster.
Dex times 5, yeah. And that 9, yeah.
Okay, then yes. Let's just say that you pull it out in one turn. You grab it and just there's what spring is sticking out, and you pull it out. You can do it. You can make a lockpick check this turn.
Yeah.
Because you're impaled.
And I got a 10 out of 65.
Okay. So Dr. McHenry grabs you.
Okay.
And. Let's see, she is going to do...
Looking at ruby red clear dice with rose-colored lenses is not a really good idea.
But everything's good when you look through every rose-colored lenses.
Her arm, her hand grabs your stomach.
Yeah.
And it's like a vice grip.
Ouch.
And you take 9 damage.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, Billy. I just wanted you to... I didn't think you were going to get hurt then.
Okay.
Who could do that on page 4?
All right.
Now.
James, so, James, you open the thing?
Yeah, with a 10.
Okay.
At 65.
On top of the turn, so let's see. The guards.
Guards under cot.
All right, so guards. Let's do this. And the dock is at 14. Okay, so
look at Meyer just fucking these people up.
Wheelchair Jim.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna see if I can grab the keys from the desk.
Okay.
And then try and sneak back into my cage and.
Okay, so try to roll to sneak to the desk. Guard's gonna spend this turn getting up, but he's gonna attack.
6 out of 65!
Nice! So you did better than him, so he doesn't notice you.
Dig it!
Does the doc notice you?
I can't.
No, she didn't do as well. Okay. So yeah, nobody sees you get out of your cell. Sorry, Meyer. what are you gonna do?
Dig it!
Oh, wait, but you're going at 13, so they go before you.
Yeah.
Alright,
well, he's getting up, so he ain't doing shit.
The doc is going to... Her arm is going to wrap completely around your midsection.
Wait. What? Like,
Like a tentacle, or is it
essentially her arm
good.
Begins
like Mr. Fantastic
to begins to fuse together into a fleshy pseudopod. and wraps around you.
Well, this just took a turn.
Well, I don't think we're getting out of this one alive, Billy. I'm so sorry. This ended bad for us.
Apparently, you're hugging Cthulhu.
That's all right. I'm a criminal.
I'm just sitting on my book. I'm sitting flipping through a book. Hey, you ever hear of this Necronomicon?
Make a sound.
What the fuck is a Necronomicon?
I don't know. Pretty good so far, though.
It's made out of human flesh. Found it in the library.
Found it in the cabin.
I pass.
Is that book written by that Arab?
Yeah, it is.
I rolled a 2, so I did really well.
So is Meyer dead yet?
Not yet, but now I've got...
I may have accidentally gotten Meyer killed.
He's being hugged by a tentacle.
Meyer just lose one.
Oh, you pulled her mask off?
No, he knocked the guy over with a cot, and then he went to run, and the doctor grabbed him, and now her arm is becoming a tentacle and wrapping around him.
Oh,
all right. Well,
you know, the usual.
It's going to make my grapple easy, then.
Okay, so her tentacle is wrapped around you,
I'll go give her a nice...
Oh, God, there's an and.
She's going to, let's see, she's going to start to drain your blood.
Oh,
but it fails, so she does not.
Oh, thank God.
She doesn't start to siphon your blood.
I'm glad.
But there are plenty of little suckers that latch onto your. And you should probably make him have him make a sand check.
I did.
Okay. How'd you do?
I got a 2.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So the fleshy pseudopod seems to have a brown chitinous carapace over it.
I like to spend a moxie to reroll.
And it's not so much suckers as it seems to be little feelers under the arm.
He's from Appalachia. This is like Tuesday.
Sorry, Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he would.
Are you really though, Ed?
I didn't think he would try to kill us off this easily.
Really? Have you played Call of Cthulhu?
Yeah, I have, but...
That's all right.
James, what are you going to do?
He gives us somewhat of a chance normally.
Meyer, what are you going to do? The guard's Delsico. The guard's just going to get up this turn. Meyer, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to do a back suplex on her.
Okay.
Because it's easy to pick her up. It's pretty easy to grapple. I mean, she already has...
She's already attached
to you.
Get... The suckers off of me.
Yeah, that you try to wrench out of her grasp.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I figured if I do a suplex, she might, if it lands on her head or something, she might automatically do it. But yeah, I'll push her away from me.
Okay.
She lands on her head. Her head rolls off and shoots more tentacles at you. Mm-hmm.
No, not a tentacle head.
Yeah.
Those are the worst kind of heads.
You gotta watch out when they do that.
7.
7, okay, yeah.
7.
Yeah, sure, that'll do
7
it.
And 7?
You and 5 of those prostitutes, get out of here.
Sorry.
What's your strength?
My strength or is 18.
Or res from res 5, 7. 7 minutes is all
so
the time
over
I have to play
okay.
with you right now.
So, that's not an impale.
No. It's close.
No, well, because this would be on
Sam's
the resistance
Wesker.
Table.
Oh.
Her strength is 17.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not an impale, but you do manage to wrench free, and she rears back.
Good.
Throw the cop that's getting up at her.
I got my turn.
I will give this choice to you. Do you want her mask to come off or not? I'll give that choice to James and Meyer.
No. Why are you asking that?
I'm
biased.
I'm using the distraction to find the keys. I have no idea what's going on behind me.
It's a Halloween episode and you're God. You choose.
Okay. So she rears back and rips her mask off.
Yep.
And where a normal mouth would be, you just see a circular maw with inlaid teeth. And she's... Her eyes roll back into her head and are replaced with a flesh covering.
So she's got kind of like a sarlacc pit mouth?
Yes.
Ooh. So not like
that's a thing.
So make a sand check.
So not like Molina from Mortal Kombat, which is what I originally thought.
Yeah, that's what
happen.
I was thinking too.
Too sexy.
Well, no, that's her body. Her mouth, on the other hand.
I pass.
No,
too sexy.
I pass.
James, sand check.
I have, as I said, I'm looking for the keys. I have no idea what's going on behind me.
Meyer, take 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a thing.
James, you got off easy.
Nope.
They're focused. I am focused.
I gotta get the keys and get back to my cell without them realizing I left.
So, James, you come.
Well, they know you.
Hey, I got the key.
You come up to the box, and laying on top of the box is a set of keys and a dictaphone.
Okay.
Swipe the dictaphone.
You just really love saying dictaphone.
I do. I'm taking the keys. No, he gets like saying dick.
Nah, I'm gonna get the dictaphone.
Listen to what's recorded on it.
I guess I could do that too. All right, I'll grab them both.
It's
Cthulhu for talking, everyone.
And then I'm gonna sneak back to my bunk and just pretend I'm asleep.
Okay, so make a conceal check to grab the stuff without being seen.
Okay. Good thing I gave myself good stuff in conceal. Tree out of 65.
Damn.
Gee.
It vanishes.
Yeah.
You don't even know where
you
it is.
You throw it in your pockets. You can head back to the
So you got everything you got?
Yeah.
Okay. You can head back this turn.
Okay.
So at the top of the turn, head back.
What?
Roll the head back.
Okay. A sneaky sneak.
Roll them sneaky sneaks.
Okay, I got 13 out of 65.
Oh my, not gonna die in this scene.
I don't know.
The doctor sees you, James.
Oh,
the
man.
Guard does not.
Well, no one's gonna believe the doctor.
And she is going to use this turn to throw her tentacle at you. Her chitinous feeler tentacle.
No, apparently she saw me with a 13.
Thank
she
you.
Got a 4.
This is bullshit.
So she going to throw Meyer
at James? Yeah, I might not die.
No, Meyer wrenched free of her grasp.
You're not dying, dying alone.
I'm not going to die alone.
What do we say to death?
Not today.
No, I'm by myself.
Go ahead and roll for it. Well, she misses, James.
Okay.
Is that Game of Thrones?
Yep.
Yeah. We're just like
so
waiting
you
for
get into
back,
the into the cell, and she whips her tentacle at you, and the chitin just sort of bangs into the.
I whip my tentacles back and forth
into the bars.
She's a little
make a sand check.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to kill her.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I've seen things. You know, I've killed guys in very weird ways.
None of them have mouths like that.
None of this is this is not natural.
This is something new.
Why are you, James? You got off real easy.
I saw that. It was a 1, wasn't it?
A 4.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
On what side die?
20.
Oh wow! Yeah,
I lucked out. Something.
Something fierce over
there. I've seen things, and this one, I wish I didn't see.
I've seen things like you wouldn't believe.
Hey, yo, I seen things.
All right, so the guard is
really
going to attempt to grapple you, Meyer.
Okay, well, that's not a monster, so...
It's a little better.
It's not.
That's all right.
It really could be worse.
Yeah. I'm not gonna resist. I'm just gonna let him grab me and put me back in the cave.
Meyer's weighing his options like,
Okay.
I'm gonna let this one happen.
So he grapples you.
Alright.
And he throws you into the cell.
Yeah, alright. I'm just gonna lay down.
I'm gonna lay down and
I'm feeling better.
Think about the last few minutes.
No, don't think about the last few minutes.
I'm not going to think
do
about
anything but think about
and,
the last few
he
minutes.
He slams it closed. James, what are you going to do?
Thank you.
I'm going to go hide in my fucking cell.
Okay. So the doctor comes over and slams the cell shut. And she peers at you and slips her mask back on and sort of returns to normal and then turns around and looks at the guard. And nods, and then walks towards her apartment. And the guard takes off his helmet, and where his eyes should be, it's just flesh.
Okay.
He has no eyes whatsoever.
Yeah.
We're going to take this opportunity to throw up.
And he's bald.
I'm going to take this opportunity to crap my pants.
He's bald, and the top of his head
is covered in that same chitin that her.
Okay. He's bald? Gross.
Same chitinous carapace.
What is he?
What is love?
So make another sand check.
Maybe you don't hurt me.
End up, okay.
This time I passed.
Well,
this guy kind of looks like a guy I burned in a car once.
That's an eye pass.
Okay. So just take one.
Okay. All right, so that gives me 5 within the hour.
Well, I don't have 3, so
no more. No, it's, I have 5 in an hour. All
right,
yeah.
So James, make an idea check.
Don't pass it.
99!
That's good. No, that's good. No. You don't want to make that idea check.
That guy.
Oh, did you actually get 99?
Yeah.
I can't see your dad.
James, that guy has some bitchin' tattoos. Never seen such realistic looking tattoos.
It looks like that tattoo is about to come up there and bite me.
Sorry, officer. I wasn't myself for a little bit.
Yeah? Well. I hate to tell you this, but over the next couple of hours, it's not gonna be pleasant for you if you're rejecting.
That's unfortunate.
I don't. Do I hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was the injection. I think it was the food.
That'll just give you the shits.
Yeah. Have you seen how much sweat I've been giving off?
I'm just gonna go to sleep now. And if I die, I
I'm
die.
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Hopefully I don't die and I'll see you in the morning.
I'm just going to clutch my pillow here and cry.
Oh, you're going to die. And,
not today?
No, within the next couple of hours.
Rejecting, okay. Yeah.
When we wake up, you're just going to be a puddle of soup on the ground.
That's not good at all.
What fancy?
I'm about to say what good soup.
Can I have a smoke then, so since I'm going to be a puddle?
I'm afraid not.
A drink?
Shut up.
Are you going to make us this soup, or are we going to turn into that because we're rejecting?
Oh, you're going to turn into it because you're rejecting.
Okay.
All right. That's unfortunate. Can I have a write a letter to my mom?
Dear Mom, I rejected.
Also,
I'm sorry. Also, I don't know if I'm actually using words.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a little piece of paper and a pen. Sure. Or a pencil. Knock yourself out.
Do we at least get a last meal?
No, we rejected.
No, it's the food that was killing you.
You don't get a last meal.
We're gonna die anyway, so whatever. Oh, well.
I'm going to lay down and...
He walks over to the desk and sits down and puts his feet up. And you know what? Yeah, why not? Oh, I need some air. And he opens his mouth and a small millipede-looking creature comes out of his mouth and... Yeah, make your sound check.
I just out of our max or what we have right now?
So what you have right now.
Okay, so I failed.
And it's got that maw, that same maw.
I'm good.
That
we took care of you fuckers on the asteroid.
No.
It's not.
It's the past. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, no, it's not metal chitin. It's
It's just.
Yeah.
It's just regular chitin. Regular chitin. Chitin eats a chitin.
And it goes back in.
There's some chitlins.
Sometimes I need to let the little guy breathe.
Yeah, we all.
I'm gonna go freak out about that over here.
Right, so
okay.
Did you pass, Meyer?
Yeah,
I did.
So
not.
Meyer, just take one, James.
Oh gosh.
Two.
Oh, we've all been there, officer.
And he starts flipping through a book.
Dear Mom. Jail's weird.
God presses Y.
I just have one more question. So, what happens if we aren't rejecting?
Well, we can't very well let you back into Gen Pop after what you've seen, so.
E-Pop?
Gen Pop, General Population.
No, E-Pop.
G-Pop.
E-Block?
Gen Pop.
No, but E-Block is.
A-Block.
E-Block is solitary.
No.
They're going to kill you.
E-Block is just crappier than A-Block.
Yeah. E-Block is lower than A-Block.
Well, it's good because we're rejected.
Well, probably just eat you.
All right, so I'm just going to go sit here and turn to the soup, because...
that's what I'm doing, apparently.
That's, that seems like a great thing to do right now. I like soup. I like putting that...
clam chowder.
You know what? I never really cared for soup. I'm over bread, man. You know?
I can get behind that. I can,
So it's ironic. I'm going to be tender soup. And I just never really liked it.
Alright, so God presses Y. You guys are down.
We're sleeping.
In yourselves.
Yeah. As I'm just giving you the finger.
Hey, Mug.
Well,
what's up, Ty?
I was going to suggest
they're doing all right?
Sleep. I'll open up our cages and we'll just fucking whack them.
Quite honestly, no, I do not.
Yeah, me either.
I have a feeling that, I have a crazy feeling that the doctor turned out to be a bug monster.
Yeah, except here's the problem with that plan, James. You're gonna
thing for your situation.
You're going to kill the guard monster thing, take the keys, and then
there's no submarine.
Yeah, there's no submarine for like three more days.
I know.
He's dead.
There's nothing the rest of us can do. They waited until lights out. We're locked in our cells sleeping.
I didn't. It was his plan.
All right, James waited until lights out. We can't help them.
I mean, unless we can kill them, sneak into the guard barracks, and people pretend we're a guard for 3 days.
Which is a possibility.
The only other thing we can do, maybe we could also fake sick.
I don't know. A whole bunch of people get sick, they might start getting suspicious. I mean, it's only been, like, what, 20 minutes?
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
Cuts to getting grabbed by a tentacle. And then cuts back to you guys being calmly talking.
All right, so we'll cut to a couple of hours later, and the guard gets up. You should be doing a lot worse than you're doing if you're rejecting.
Well, I don't feel very good, if I'm being honest.
I'm starting to think that you guys were faking it.
I wasn't faking. I'm telling you, it was the food.
He looks at you guys. Hands against the wall now.
I can't get up.
All right, then I'll just shoot you right now. And he takes his gun out and aims it at you.
Oh, they have guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stand up and put your hands on the wall.
I'm going to slowly get up like I'm in pain.
Okay. You probably are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I am in pain. I'm pretty hurt.
I'm going to slowly get up, as is appropriate to the situation.
Yeah.
Now. James, what are you doing?
I'm going to slowly get up.
He's going to holster his weapon. All right. You first. And he walks over to your cell and unlocks it. And he walks over and he's going to pat you down.
Okay. When he starts going towards my legs, I'm going to elbow him in the back of the head.
Okay.
I'm going to punch him in the back of the head.
I can't really help you, so.
Okay.
I just want to knock him out.
So make a punch check.
He's an alien.
Yeah, there's a knockout rule. I forget how that works.
It's like half.
I think it's you roll and it does like half or a third damage. Yeah, but if you succeed, it knocks him out.
I hope you do it, because if you don't...
Well, I rolled a 4. I rolled a 4 out of 65, so...
Okay.
It's also based on percentile, isn't it? Like,
it's a knockout?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's just if you succeed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a char or something.
But there, you might have to consult the resistance table.
Is it on the resistance table?
Yeah, I think so.
But you like impaled, so let's just say you knock him out. So you elbow him right in between the eyes, and or right in between where his eyes should be, and he staggers back and slumps to the ground.
I grab his keys and unlock Myers' character.
His gun.
And his gun, yeah, obviously.
Thanks, strange voice.
Well, I'm gonna unlock
Myers. Is it kind of like that?
Kind of, yeah. It's more like the Sarlacc mouth.
Really?
So, is this guard more my size or James's size?
I would say it's more your size. I'm kind of short.
No, he's actually pretty small.
Oh, okay.
Alright, strip naked, buddy.
Hey, yo. Thought you weren't like that.
Maybe I am. stripping off the guard naked.
Alright, make a sand check.
Yeah.
Eric, would you read that to me? I can't see.
82.
Yeah, I didn't make that.
Oh, I passed.
Okay.
I'm doing good with everything else except for sand checks.
2-1.
Nope. That's a temporary.
Alright, make an idea.
Well, no, it's not, because it's an hour. It's only a couple hours.
Yeah.
You did say a couple hours passed.
I'm good.
So make an idea check. Oh, no, never mind.
No,
okay, so yeah, as you take his clothes off, you see that the carapace covers pretty much all of his body underneath his riot gear. The only part of him that isn't covered is his face.
Conveniently, right where you elbowed him.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Well, I'm gonna kill the guy.
Okay.
Yeah, curb stomp him, or because you don't want to shoot him, or else that'll hurt people.
Probably curb stomp.
There's probably if they're in the middle, there's probably a scalpel or some kind of blade somewhere.
Yeah. All right. So
his neck is
kind of kind of stomp. I'll just stomp on his head, man.
Okay. So make a kick check.
Okay. Oh gosh. What do I got? 24 to 25.
Nice.
Okay. Roll for damage. It's 1d4.
1d6.
1d6 plus my damage bonus.
You jerk. 9.
Awesome
9.
And terrible at the same time.
Alright, you crush his face in.
Don't worry, I'm coming back.
And you can get back. I'll kick your rotten head in.
I don't need it.
Are there, like, bandages?
You can get back 6 sand.
Well, that's almost
both of us or just him?
Both of you, yeah.
There you go.
Is there, like, bandages and stuff that we can probably patch him up?
Oh, Meyer, you mean?
Yeah, you could make a first aid check.
You just killed the... Oh, not him. Okay.
How is you with the first aiding over there?
I succeeded. Come to me.
Not so good.
I'm all right. Hang on.
I just have it at base.
I've got it at 40.
I missed it by 6. I got 36 out of 30.
So his body is pretty much completely covered in the carapace, except for his face, and there's a very small, slim line where he's just got these little feelers.
Do they stop moving when I stomp him?
Yes. They weren't moving because he was unconscious.
Yeah. Well, I stopped.
Let's let him out.
So, put on his clothes.
I'm gonna, is there, alcohol or something that I could just kind of dump in?
What?
Is there, alcohol or something I'm just gonna dump it, ethanol? Not ethanol. Whatever.
Esophyll alcohol.
Something I can dump in there because I don't want whatever was on his skin touching my skin. Call me baby.
He doesn't have skin anymore.
Yeah.
Just put it on, you baby.
So you put on the guard armor.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do now?
Hey, is there any samples of the stuff they've been putting in us?
Make me a spot hidden check.
Alright.
You also got the dictaphone. You could listen to what's on that.
Yeah. Well, if I'm getting out of here, I want some evidence. I'll be like, hey, look at this shit they've been putting on me.
Yeah, the dictaphone. That's what you want. Great, too.
Yeah.
Well, I have the dictaphone. And
spot hidden.
Oh, sets of keys.
And I passed. 60 out of 6. Well, I just got it.
Okay. You find a refrigerator full of...
Sandwiches.
Vials marked Apex Formula.
Hearts.
Apex Formula, eh? Alright. I'm gonna pocket one of them. Well, if we're getting out of here, might as well have this and make a formula. Good for a cure.
So now what? Should we try and get the others out? No. Should we hide somewhere for a few days? Because the sub comes, but...
We're going to... Well, we have 3 days. We now murdered a guard. They know who we are.
Well, just the doc and this guard knew about us, but...
Nope, there's the other guard.
He knew we were up here, but he was gone by the time the fight started.
Right, but when they find this corpse, they're probably going to put two and two together.
We're going to play guard for a couple of days.
What if they have, like, a hive mind type thing? Because the doc didn't really speak much. She just kind of snapped and pointed, and they obeyed.
Guards talk to each other, don't they?
The doc doesn't speak because she doesn't have a mouth capable of it.
Mm. Oh, here's a question. Do they have a crematorium in the infirmary?
Yes.
All right.
So you could take the guard's body and burn it.
There's an incinerator.
Let's incinerate him.
Yeah. Well, definitely need to hide the body.
Yeah, let's burn him up.
All right, so you throw the guard into the incinerator, and he burns.
Whoosh.
All right, so let's...
And now we play the waiting game, or the hiding game. So I figure we'll hide.
So we go up the stairs.
I'll take you to the barracks and let you in and let you find an outfit that you can fit into.
Sounds like a plan to me.
So you guys are just leaving us?
No. Well, we're going to go into hiding for 3 days and then try to find a way to contact you. Because obviously we need Python to pilot the sub. And
yeah.
Hey, the only way to survive in this is to hide right now. We have no other option.
All right.
Who knew that that would have gone to hell?
Yeah, who could have possibly thought?
I have no idea why
things would go bad.
Just a time check. It's 10 after 11.
Yeah.
So let's...
Go fly a kite.
I could do a little bit more before it would be good. Like, halftime... I think halftime will be in, like, 20 minutes.
All right.
Is that cool?
Of course.
Yeah. Fine with me.
All right, so you guys get into the elevator. You have the guard's key, and you have...
The doc's key,
so you turn the elevator, and you head down to the guard barracks.
Oh, my goodness.
The door is open, and it's a...
Well, I hide him, obviously, because they wanted a prisoner there. So as it opened, he stands in front, but I kind of go to the side, so in case there was any guards, if they're looking in, they don't really see him.
The first thing that you notice is that it smells like shit when the door is open. It smells like shit.
I smelled some stuff.
And just rot.
Smells like the New York City dump.
You mean Jersey?
Hey-o!
You can see there are flies buzzing around, and it's a long hallway, and you hear that same Billy Murray record playing Grand Old Rag.
Grand Old Rag.
There's a long hallway with doors to either side.
Right, I'm gonna walk cautiously down there, see if I can find a outfit for Billy's character.
Make a spot hidden check.
30.
Okay, yeah. Right as you enter, there's a supply closet with a spare uniforms in it.
I'm gonna put it in. Put it on.
Suit up.
All right, both of you make me a sneak check just to make sure that you don't.
All right. 11. Let's see. Out of 65.
Oh, gosh. Here we go now. No, I failed. 57 out of 45.
Okay. James?
Yes.
Roll sneak.
I did. I said 11.
James passed, minor fail. All
right. The guards don't notice you anyway.
Okay.
All right. So what are you going to do? You're suited up.
I think we have to play the blending in game until...
I guess so.
Until the sub gets here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what we're going to do, just blend in. Try to remain unnoticed, but if we are noticed, just look like we belong there.
Okay, so where are you going?
Guess on patrol.
So Where are you? Well, it's nighttime, so you could walk around and patrol. You know, the guards sleep in the barracks. There's food you could eat in the barracks. There's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah,
don't eat that food.
I gotta go on patrol and slip the keys to let the then try and form these three in Python that we have keys and we're gonna blend in for a while.
Okay, so you go back into the freight elevator and you take it down. Make me a disguise check.
Good thing
I got something. I put something.
I put 22 out of 65.
I didn't put that much in disguise.
I did.
At plus 20 percentiles because you actually have a.
Okay.
All right, so then 22 out of 85.
I passed them. 30 out of 56.
Okay. So yeah, you guys manage to not arouse suspicion, and you are patrolling A block.
I start walking past Mug and Ty's cell, and it's just kind of, what are you guys being so lazy for?
It's nighttime. I'm trying to sleep.
Shut up,
Charlie. I'm not going to be able to get out of here with that attitude.
Yeah.
I start changing into my the Brooklyn accent.
So, you went up to steal the keys and came back in a guard's uniform.
I'm a guard now. I guard you.
Why don't you shut up, Chinaman? We're here to help save your ass.
Normally, I'd say go ahead and punch him, but actually, he was a great service and took a beating for me so I can get the key and the
plus
guard
I'm
outfit.
A guard now, so I can beat the shit out of you if you want.
That'll blow our cover, please. Just don't do that.
Well,
we were doing so well.
The sub's not coming for 3 more days. What are you going to do?
Blend in, hide out, see if we can get more information. I'm going to pass them the dictaphone. I'm probably not going to find a place quiet to listen to this, so you guys might want to find out what the hell they're doing.
Where the fuck am I supposed to put this?
Up your ass?
Get it out of here.
I don't know. Eat it or something.
Listen, shit happened. We killed a guy.
Listen, things aren't what they seem
you
here.
You killed some? Who did you kill?
One of the guards.
Oh, don't worry.
Fuck's sake.
Don't worry. We incinerated the body. It's fine.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, because no one's going to notice they're missing now.
You killed a guard, and one of you guys...
Well, he wasn't human anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What the fuck are you talking
so
about?
So is the nurse, so... Don't try to give her a kiss, she's an alien. So
which one of you killed the guard? One of those is his uniform?
That's his uniform.
Oh, so you killed Johnson, huh?
I didn't kill him.
Right, well, you're wearing his name on your fucking shirt.
Well, he is Johnson, for all he knows.
So what happens when someone asks you a question?
Oh, you should probably stay down there.
As I said, I'm going to just hide and blend in.
So you should go... She was expecting you downstairs, so you should probably... Oh, wait.
Also, where the fuck did you come from? They're going to notice that there's an extra guard.
He's talking. I'm Thompson.
They're also going to notice that there's an empty fucking cell.
They're going to eat us. That's what they said. We're going to pick up on soup or they're going to eat us.
Oh, okay. So, they were going to eat you. Fine. Well, they didn't.
You know what?
Someone's going to remember when they didn't fucking eat you.
I'm out of here. I'm gonna go on patrol.
Oh. You were supposed to turn into soup.
Yeah.
So get some fucking soup and spread it on the floor.
Human soup? I don't know. I can't get human soup anywhere. You got any human soup on you? I don't think so.
We can just mix some crap in the infirmary and just dump it on the floor.
They probably know the taste of it, man.
Who said they ate it? They said they were going to eat us.
Take this dictaphone and get out of here and go hide somewhere.
That was my plan. I hide for 3 days and then try and smuggle you guys onto the sub when it gets here.
Where's the other guy? He's much better at conversation.
What, Python? He's in the cell next to yours.
No.
Curtis?
Yeah.
Yeah, real funny. Curtis doesn't like to talk.
That was a joke. Good grief.
Ha ha ha. You're real funny.
Well, you know what? Have fun playing dress up for the next 3 days.
I will, baby.
Good luck not getting yourself fucking killed.
Well, it's either this or get killed.
Well, it's either, you know, get killed or rat you out.
Right? We didn't do nothing.
I can always rat you out if you want to play that game, you know. It's fine. I mean, you have a nice attitude. I'm trying to help you guys out. That's all right. I don't give a shit about you two. They care about me. We'll settle this on the outside.
If he wasn't so much help and didn't take a beating for me, I'd
do something.
Yeah. Well, you two go lay low, and we'll see you in 3 days.
I'd pull a number five on
you. I'll tell you that there's nobody around right now, so you can.
If we wanted to listen to,
you can do it. Like, you have free rein to have conversation, and
the attitude on these fuckers.
Well, then why don't we listen to the dictaphone now? But wait, aren't there other cells, though?
People are asleep and not paying attention.
God said we can listen to it.
Alright, if God said we can listen to it.
Let's listen to the dictaphone.
Where is my cell in relation to theirs, by the way?
Right next to it. You can hear everything.
You're next to me and Ryan.
And you're awake and everything. Right, and you're
you just didn't say anything, so we didn't know you were there.
Chance to print this stuff out, so Alex can email this.
However,
sure.
You thought that your conversation joke was very funny.
I was laughing on the inside.
There was a thumbs up. Mm-hmm.
Alright, Alexander. So I'll send you this. This is the handout.
Are you gonna read off his email again out loud?
Read it, and the end of this will be our midpoint.
Handout number two. What happened to handout number one?
We skipped it. Oh God, we're gonna lose.
Isn't this handout number one? The map?
Is that handout number one?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Handout number two. Daisy McHenry's Kersplat. Daisy McHenry's dictations. March 4th, 1942. I've arrived at Ridgefield Prison and am appalled at the conditions here. The volunteers were promised a more comfortable lifestyle. If this is a more comfortable lifestyle, I shudder to think how they treat the inmates in a standard prison. But I'm not here to judge or change the penal system. I have work to do. Work that they tell me will change the course of the war and ensure the future of this country. And no, it hasn't escaped me that testing the inoculations on humans is a moral gray area.
Did you write that coffin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a dictaphone. I forgot we weren't reading a note.
But these people made their own choices. They not only choose to pursue lives of crime, but also to participate in the Ridgefield program. And besides, I owe it to Mitchell to see it through so that a thing like that will never happen again. Ever. Excuse me. Entry two.
No, it's supposed to be her crying like ever.
No, it says unintelligible noise. Yeah. That's what I made. Was that intelligible noise?
No, it was like...
Entry 2, April 21st, 1942. The old windbag finally made good on his word and had some of his staff scrub my infirmary from top to bottom. How he expected me to not only maintain inmate health and safety, but also conduct my research is beyond me. But now that I have the proper equipment and a sterile environment, I expect my research will take off, though not in the way I originally meant it to. The formula has proven ineffective at best. More often than not, the subject just dies. But these creatures Stanton's people found, now they're a scientific goldmine if I ever saw one. They appear to be some form of myriapodous anthropod.
Arthropod.
But unlike a standard millipede, its exoskeleton is incredibly durable, almost to the point of being impenetrable. Good to know. Though in larval form, they thrive in a saltwater environment, the fully grown specimens seem to avoid saltwater at all costs. In fact, submersion in seawater has proven fatal to them. Oh, God. But that appears to be their only weakness. The chitin has withstood impressive amounts of force, and the longest of the creatures I've had to study had the chance to study was only 0.3 meters long. If we could introduce this evolutionary gift into our own genome, well, let's just say our boys over there will stand a much better chance when Jerry points a machine gun at them. August 14th. I have discovered these creatures possess other unique characteristics. It's their reproduction cycle. On May 1st, shortly after I began working with the creatures, I placed Subject A, a creature measuring at approximately 1 centimeter, into the cage of Subject B, a common brown rat. I was curious about Subject A's dietary habits and hypothesized it was mostly carnivorous and would consume Subject B. Instead, Subject A burrowed into Subject B's side, a process that appeared very painful to Subject B. The miraculous part of this was that Subject B not only survived, but appeared to thrive. 3 days later, Subject B began to lose all of its hair. 12 hours later, it began to form chitinous plates. Every day, Subject B exhibited more and more characteristics like those of Subject A. At 14:30 yesterday evening, I euthanized subject B and performed an autopsy. I discovered that the two subjects had become fused at a molecular level and had become something greater than the sum of its parts. December 1st. Stanton Burgess. He allowed me to do my work, which I am eternally grateful for, but I can't help but resent some of the pressure he's putting on me. The ethical boundaries we are already pushing here, I've come to terms with, but what he's asking for now, it's a much harder pill to swallow. Still, he makes a certain sense. The creatures represent everything I have worked for, and now he is pushing for human testing. I don't know if there is enough evidence to warrant moving on to that stage, but as Stanton is constantly reminding me, every day we waste is another day our boys will continue dying. Though my conscience and my experience tells me this is a poor and unethical, that this is poor and unethical science, I cannot allow the slaughter of U.S. troops to continue. So I will do this thing Stanton asks, not for him or for myself, but for Michael's brothers in arms, and I will be subject zero. Entry 5, February 3rd, 1943. After attempting to introduce a fully grown specimen measuring at 0.3 meters into the nervous system of several subjects, including myself, using the creature's natural burrowing abilities, I have devised a method of fusion that is far less cruel. Though the subjects all bonded to the symbiotes without issue, the process was considerably painful. While that is not enough of a deterrent for us to discontinue using these creatures, it was impetuous enough to at least attempt to find a less painful method. While the larvae of the creatures do not possess the strength to burrow into human flesh, introducing them into a subject's bloodstream intravenously has proven as, if not more effective, than the former method. Symbiosis is more complete through, though much slower. This has allowed us to learn much about the creatures beyond their physiology. It seems that apart from transferring their robust nature onto their host, they also share an intelligence and a sense of loyalty to whatever intelligence Stanton has made contact with. Does this make me nervous? Certainly. A squad of unstoppable killing machines of unwavering loyalty is not what I set out to create when I started. But if we are the ones in control of it, it might mean the end of the war, the end of all wars, and we would be the ones sitting on top of the food chain. I'll be seeing ya, Ed Kress.
All right, so everybody,
I don't know why she put that last part, man.
I
failed that.
Not a lot.
I passed by one.
I got
yeah, me
dice.
Too.
Hang on. My phone died.
That's bad, right?
My phone actually died on me. So.
No, in Call of Cthulhu, double odd is bad, yes.
Yes, yeah.
I failed.
Double odd
is
a crit 38.
I crit failed.
Alright.
High five!
Did you both crit fail?
No, I got a 64 out of 65. So I passed by one.
All right, okay. So my dice rolls really well when it comes to doing abilities.
Who passed?
I passed.
You failed.
I just regular failed.
Okay, so Alex, you get 2.
Oh! I'm made uncomfortable by this revelation.
James and Meyer take 2. Meyer and Ryan take 2, I mean.
Okay.
And Eric also takes 2.
So we get as much as the person
and
who
James,
failed.
And James, you can take 7.
So passing did nothing.
You rolled that.
I did roll 7.
You did roll 7.
And
on a d20.
I know.
Passing did nothing.
Alright, so idea check?
Idea check.
Read that to me.
I'm a 20.
Okay, I made it.
You passed.
Oh. Yeah.
Alright, so we will get it. So just we'll end it there, and James, write down, you know, need temporary.
Temporary insanity.
And we'll end it at the halfway point.
I got a mark saying get it. Burn our clothes, bloody clothes. Get James' new nameplate.
It's too late for all of us already, so.
Yeah, we're all gonna die.
Well, we're all infected already.
Yeah, well, it's...
Well, alright.
Oh, we have to go for a swim.
Before we end, so it's too late for... Well, not necessarily too late, but James, Eric, and Meyer are definitely exposed.
You mean me? You mean me, Ryan, and Eric?
No. James and Meyer,
well we've been going for these shots
blood
for
on me.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're all...
We've all been getting shots. All
right, James and Eric got their shots. James and
so
Meyer
this
got
isn't,
their shots.
This isn't really about escaping anymore. It's about containing
well,
this.
I mean, presumably Ryan, Eric, and
well,
I...
We'll talk about it next
time. All right, well... From what I get from this, if we flood everything, we'll kill all the adults, but all the babies will thrive.
Right,
what
but
I'm getting
everyone here is an adult already.
So that'll just kill everybody, but the little ones will survive.
Right, but they were here already. And whatever thing the warden was talking to, because apparently he's talking to a thing. The warden's got a thing.
The warden does have a thing.
A thing on the thing?
He has a thing, and it's a friend.
So...
Well, an acquaintance.
It's a spooky two-parter that might or may not come out all week.
I'm scared. So that was part one of The Big Break.
That didn't feel like a big break.
I feel like I'm just going to die. I should have just died in that cell.
You would have been better off.
Yeah. Probably.
Ed, you have
now you know what's happening to you.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
What?
Bye.
Bye.